guy, this guy I worked for, well, just years ago, I was still in college. He went to church with my parents. We did like closet installation and stuff. So he hired this other guy whose parents went to church with my parents also, that was a known like complete dope fiend. And so we walk in a house and we go in a closet and we're doing, you know, installing the closet. And he says, "It's been a while, but somebody smoked crack in here." And to this day, I have my suspicion. I know the answer to the next part. I don't know if he meant it's been a while since they smoked it or it's been a while since I smelt it. But knowing how his life ended up, I'm pretty sure it had just been a while since somebody had smoked it, because he had probably smoked it that afternoon. The people you meet on construction job sites. So, alrighty then. What's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 77, the Realm of Collectors, a video podcast. Full house of jackals tonight. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen. Coming up first is the Brinkalizer himself, Mr. Brian Brink.
What is up, everyone? Oh, man. 2017, are you guys ready? I'm fucking ready. Let's do this.
All right. Coming up next, photographer X extraordinaire, meaning X as in he doesn't anymore. Your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, Ja Rules.
Yo, what up? I'm thinking about making a comeback, so keep an eye out.
Don't call it a comeback!
But do you have any new ideas? I feel like you're going to come back and be just left behind.
Nah, I got new ideas.
You're gonna be like Kirk Cameron in a Christian movie.
Oh, you could come back with all those old school lens flare tricks and still be ahead. It seems like nobody's using them anymore.
Dude, yeah, it's old school. It's like old school photography. It'd be like the vintage filter on Instagram. It's just now gonna be like a lens flare filter. It's gonna be the J.Ru's lens
flipping
flare
it. Filter. Don't worry about it. I'm flipping it. Don't worry.
All right, we can't wait to see what you're bringing, brother. All right, coming up next is the man who lost four toes due to frostbite in Florida this week.
Dude, man.
Just one.
I discovered that the heater in my car doesn't work.
It was a killer 42. Week.
And I thought about it. No, dude, it was 36 this morning.
Bro, it was 4 degrees this morning over
Yeah, but you're used four. To it.
Four?
You used to every year.
No, who's used to below 10 degrees?
No way.
But I was like, oh, man, I started my car like 15 minutes early, you know, to warm up and taking the kids to school. And I'm like, oh, my heater doesn't work. And then I was like, I've never added antifreeze to this car.
Huddle together, yeah. Children. There it is.
I wonder if that's the reason.
Oh, that's definitely your problem.
But I don't need to.
And how cold was it?
When I got into the car, it was in the 40s.
Oh. Wow. I'm wearing shorts and fucking
No, dude, I had a jacket. It was cold.
Well, I'm not wearing
flip-flops.
You have a jacket?
Yeah, it's the same jacket I was wearing at TFCon. I mean, those are the only two jackets I own.
All right. Coming up next is the only contestant in the ROC Weight Loss Challenge that's sponsored by Hostess. Eric and BX, Jose, what's up, dude?
And in case you guys don't know what he's referring to, I took a picture of my shopping cart from my supermarket haul the other day, and he caught me with a box of Sara Lee right before the Rock Weight Loss Challenge. So, busted. What's up, everybody?
Jose was on that supermarket suite.
That's right. Dude, that show was awesome.
I love that show.
You guys remember... what did they call it years ago?
Who's unboxing a Subway salami sandwich?
You know it's Brink.
It's always Brink. Hey, Brink, you got the PX22. There's a switch on it, see?
Mute.
Click it. Maybe next time if I come to your house, I'll just put a little sticker that says
I think he's opening up a fucking bag of wontons. What are you doing?
All right. Up next is the host of every other Wednesdays.
They go banging.
The second most breakable toy reviewer and the host of the only live toy review show that we know of.
Booyah.
The Deuce Meister himself, Ace Milo.
And to be fair, I only break my shit in private. I don't break it on the air.
Yeah, fair enough. Ham hocks.
Speaking of breaking stuff, I can't believe Matt already broke that Sun Surge.
Hey, shout out to
him. No way, did he?
Dude, he like ripped the back of me off the thing.
Get the fuck out of here. I missed that. What happened?
He was trying to put Lambo doors and lights on it.
And he scratched up the spoiler.
You all know what happened to us.
The chrome one or the metal one?
The chrome one.
It was
It was a Tuesday. You know, I don't really think on Tuesdays. You know, I think on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it was a Tuesday, and I was like, all right, I'm going to transform this, and I just wasn't thinking right, you know.
That's what happened.
I think he thought it swiveled, and he fucking just ripped this shit off.
Dude, I saw that he snapped. I was like, dude, how did – like, it's not even like a thin off. Piece. Like, it's
no,
like,
it's not. He had a man
in the leg. He snapped that shit.
Was this in the chat?
No, it was on the –
It's in that thing that we can't talk about.
Yeah. Oh. You know that group we can't talk about? It's in there.
If there's a parts, somebody, you know, I'll tell you about
you
it later.
Need parts, go on, you know, go on that thread, and he put it in that thread.
Oh, so he tried to be slick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he tried to.
He didn't put it in the Facebook group. Nope. He tried to be slick and say, can somebody help me, please?
Dude, slap that thing clean off.
The edges are all white. You know, like you tell he stressed the shit out of it.
I love it.
Like warp the color off of it.
Can I tell you a funny story about that? And this didn't come to me. He bought that from me, and I bought it from a guy in Canada. So there's no telling how many people have actually had their hands on that. So shout out to Asian Kid Matt.
Doesn't matter.
Dude, but it wasn't like a break. Hold on, like, it wasn't like a break where like yeah, it's like, it right he here. Snapped this thing. Like he manhandled that.
Yeah. Hold on. I don't know if it's going to show.
Come on. Listen. I think
dude, look at the white.
I think you know that Asian Kid Matt and manhandle are two words that have probably never been said.
What can someone do for him other than say, you're fucked?
Did the whole back is, did he knock the back off too?
The whole thing he ripped off.
I bet I know what Chris's response was. No refunds.
No, you know what? He didn't even. I bought that from that dude, and I never even took it out of the box because I was not looking forward to transforming it. And then around that time, I made my epic decision.
That's not something you accidentally break. Like I bet you, like his parents are like, just like, dude, you're still living at home, wherever you're shitting. His dad's like, I'm breaking your toy. His dad just broke it.
I'm gonna run over it with this Buick.
That's an anger break right there.
Hey, that's my story.
He broke it in like three different places too. That's the best part.
All right, up next is the man who may or may not be from France, but he's got all the cone heads. See what I did there? Dust Mites is in the building.
Yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm. If you guys haven't noticed, our lower thirds are not working this evening.
Hey,
there's only some way to fix that.
Yeah, shut up.
I wish there was a way to fix it, Dust.
I think I came up with something.
What do you got?
There we go. So, right now my lower third is working. It's work. This is how it's got to be the whole evening. So check it out, guys. My name is Dust Mites. I am here right now on Enter the Realm. Shout out to the Realm of Collectors, the ROC. Hashtag Realm, Realm, Realm.
That is
once again, Google Hangouts is fucking with us. And if you don't know us by now, Jesus, who the fuck are you?
For you audio listeners, Dust Mites has cut out a lower third out of some kind of cardboard box. Oh, what is that?
It's actually a piece of oak tag, man. This is the styro board I use for my picks. This is like an older beat up one.
It looks like the stuff that I see what it is now. Okay.
I got a pretty good square there, man. Rectangle, so man. Funny, rectangle, dude. Man, right? It's pretty good.
Dust is widescreen.
I love that you call it oak tag, man. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I said oak tag.
I haven't never heard that.
I'm old school.
Really?
Old school.
You've never heard oak tag?
High school days.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what we used to
all the time.
All right, so this goes into the fucking prop. Put it right in the pile of props right there.
The cats will use it for something.
Whatever.
All right, up next is the host of Saturday night's most popular toy podcast on YouTube, Classic Fanatics. Returning from his adventures from the holidays, the one, the only, the infamous Victory Saber 77.
What's up, everyone? How y'all doing? Good position.
You're right there. I guess the question is, how are you doing?
I've been better. Had a little bit of an accident, but it's all good.
An accident.
Look at that stack of black figure boxes you got back there.
No, we're talking about the accident right now. Yeah.
And I can tell by looking at the boxes, those are all Walmart exclusives. I think
they are.
Scarif Troopers.
There's no numbers on the side.
They got to be Scarif Troopers.
Yeah, it is. All right, my name is Chris. I'll be taking you on this journey this evening. That was so much fun, and it only took 10 minutes. Let's see if we can drag it out for a little bit longer and go back down the line with a little segment we like to call What'd You Get?
Well, what happened with the accident?
Oh, I don't know. That's okay.
That's all right.
So, Brian Brink.
Oh, we're not going to talk about it. Let's see if we can drag it out
for a little bit longer. Hey, somebody found audio.
All right.
So, Brian Brink, you're up.
Oh, well, as you might know, I had a birthday last week, and I had a little get-together with family and friends, and I got a few things.
Thunder Thief.
I got some money, so I'll be happy to – I can now buy some Optimus figures when those start dropping. But I got Yes Model Ramjet and – Yes, Model Dirge.
Yes. So,
yes. I have also completed my jets, and I'm pretty fucking excited about that. I never thought that would happen.
Are you from France as well?
No.
Okay.
But I do like to consume mass quantities, which is a segue to my next little gift that I got from my sister. So I'm going to be counting my steps for the weight loss challenge.
Are you the half-stepper, murderer? Yeah.
And then also I got this, a book of farts. No noises.
How old are you?
That just sounds like a lot of money.
You know, it doesn't matter how old you are because it's always still fucking hilarious.
Oh, I got an app for that.
And I just want to shout out somebody. I don't know if we do this very often, but Capture Prey Orson. I pinged him like 4 or 5 months ago about a broken shoulder joint. Well, not broken, but from my Toro Devi. And this just showed up in the mail today. I was like, holy shit.
Dude. That's still awesome. Waiting.
So that's awesome.
Good. That's awesome.
Yep.
All right.
Everybody had that problem, right?
Yeah.
They should have just sent them out to everybody.
They should have. Should have
problems. Stupid toy world. Okay. Ja Roos, what'd you get?
I only got one thing. The Alien Big Chap 1979 toy. But
does the mouth open on that one?
Oh, yes, it does. And the thing comes out if I can get it out without a tool.
It's okay. We know what it looks like. We've all seen that.
Who makes that thing?
NECA. This shit is crazy good. The sculpt is crazy good. The paint is crazy good. And they gloss painted over top of it, or gloss clear coated.
Is that clear coat crazy good, too?
You like that?
It's crazy good. And what's crazy good? The reason I wanted this one is the skull is kind of like a clear skull, so you can see his real skull on the inside.
I don't remember that in the movie.
Yes, it is. You watch it. The close-up. Hmm. It's like that. So badass. But no, I recommend this figure. If you need one alien, that's a good one.
What if you need a whole bunch of aliens? Who should they contact?
Well, not you, because you're hoarding them.
I'm hoarding them. I thought you were getting rid of them, Chris.
I'm either hoarding or getting rid of. I'm somewhere in between. Don't judge me.
All right, there's that one that I want.
Going down the line.
Line.
Mr. Frostbite. Old Man Winter.
Yo. They call him Disc, Cold
what'd you get?
Everything he touched.
Sang it. I got
completed
the SH Figure Arts Mario line, so I have all of those.
Okie dokie.
And then I got my second KFC Dump Hog and Crash Yard. What are they called? Crash Hog
it's
and Dump
close
Yard.
Close enough.
I got my seconds of those, and I think that's it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it.
It's all night.
I got a reality check when I stepped on the scale. That's it.
I think we all did.
Didn't we all? All right, Jose, what'd you get?
Cupcakes.
Ho-ho.
Cupcakes.
You got some chocodiles, didn't you?
Chocolate bun cake.
Shout out to chocodiles. If you remember chocodiles, hit me up.
Remember Devil Dogs? Those are awesome.
Oh, man. Oh. Like just said, a rude awakening getting on
devil
that
dogs
scale.
And, devil Dogs in the refrigerator. Oh, godly. Oh.
Oh, those Sara Lee cakes that I picked up, they're brownie mixed with like a chocolate chip muffin. Like, just so good. So good. Exactly the shit I'm not supposed to be eating during this channel. But.
Was that the Homer Simpson?
That's my try. I tried.
your Homer Simpson's a lot like your sea spray.
As for my hauls and stuff, I did get some stuff. Agabus.com, my boy Hanny, he sent me the Transformers Legends Headmasters, Chrome Dome, what's his name? I don't know what his name is. Weird Wolf.
Weren't you just watching the whole series?
Wolf Wire. Yeah, well, no, I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm actually getting through that now. I'm on episode like 10 or 11.
Headmaster Lick-A-Sec.
I'm on a Headmaster kick, so I wanted to get the Japanese stuff. He still had some of them in stock, so he sent me what he had for a pretty good price, and it got here in 3 days. Typical fast shipping from Agnes.com. And I also got Titans Return Fortress Maximus, finally. Kind of late on that one. And the repro labels for that figure came in today, so that's probably going to be my project for tomorrow.
And the day after, and the day after that, and the day after that.
I go back to work, man. These are the last couple of days of my vacation, so unfortunately I got to go back to work on Wednesday. Right. But the 4Max is nice, man. What did you say, Jess?
I said you get a good deal on that?
$75 shipped from Entertainment Earth, so can't beat it.
Especially, you know, you've seen everybody post, like, those Ross finds and stuff like that.
Yeah. I was actually going to attempt that deal, but here in the city, they don't price match. Well, they say they don't price match with Ross, even though you could show them the receipt. Somebody posted a picture of the receipt, but that shit doesn't fly here in the city.
Yeah, but $75 still is good for that figure, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that price. Not really. All right.
I feel like it's worth it for that price.
Can't beat that with a baseball bat, but I can.
Yeah, I hit up all the Rosses when I heard that, you know, around here. It was the week of Christmas. It was freaking madness. I saw a couple of the G2 sets, but I didn't see the Devastator. I didn't see 4Max.
Yeah. It's a real snobble buster.
All right. The Deuce Meister himself. You know, he comes with some heavy heat on some hauls. Just this past 7 days, please, there, Ace.
The absolute worst week.
No, come on.
No, I did. So I got
Deuceg?
No, Deuceg? I didn't get Deuceg. I got a couple of things.
Deuceg?
It's probably the smallest haul of all time. I got this guy Make Toys Stain.
Yeah. But
just I don't even know what that is.
It's the Shattered Glass. They did one other one.
Let me ask you something. Are you kind of similar to Deluxe where you just collect everything that transforms? Like I can't figure out what your collection is.
I collect things I like.
All right. We just happen to like everything. It happens to be every single thing that's ever made.
I'm kind of like Lenny with Make Toys. I love fucking everything they do. But I don't have a fucking Utopia or a Dystopia yet.
He's MMC. Get Maxed Make Toys, by the way. He's
MMC.
No, but I think I understood. He said similar to Lenny.
Yes, exactly.
Buys one line, but also buys every other line.
Every other line. So what? How does that even make fucking sense?
It makes sense in my head. That's all that matters.
Listen, the dude's bed's not even made. You know,
that's what I was saying. Can't enter his world. If we're gonna talk about stains, let's talk about the unmade bed.
I got Bad Cube Hoist. He's not bad. He's Trailbreaker is better though. And got a couple of repro labels that I already applied. I finished off Gravity Builder repro labels, and I met up with a local collector and finally got a Black Series General Hux, who I never found in the wild.
Nice. So,
neither I actually found somebody on Staten Island that actually collects the stuff. I turned them on to all the ROC stuff and podcasts. So.
Oh, that's why we got reported. Thanks.
Oh, great.
Just turn them on. Retail? Did you get it for retail?
I got it for, $20.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's probably one of the hardest find figures from the Force Awakens figures because of the way the distribution worked. The same way I think that the two... I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me, and his gun friend are going to be in the next wave. That's maybe you're wrong.
Asian Bishop. Shout out to him.
Yeah. Asian Bishop.
All right. Dust, what'd you get?
Well, just like Brian Brink, I did have a birthday recently.
Happy birthday, Thief.
Thunder Thief. And my birthday plan trifecta was getting all the Yes Model Coneheads. And this past Saturday, I got my last piece, was Dirge. And my cone heads are now complete. So happy birthday to me.
So have you opened all three of them, Dust?
Yeah, I got them all. I got them all open. I got a pictorial on Instagram, and I threw a little bit in the Facebook group. So
let me ask you this. Which one did you let me ask you, before buying these, what was your favorite cone head?
You know, I never really had one. You know, they weren't something that was on my radar. I enjoyed them in season two. They really didn't have a lot to go on. They were kind of like, to me, like the Goon Squad, you know, of season two. I don't know. I mean, looking at them, I really like Thrust a lot.
Well, that's part of the question. After having all three, which one's your favorite?
Thrust. Thrust is my fave. And
I was going to ask him the same question, because I think is it most people's Thrust is probably – Thrust looks the coolest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that. But to me, like, especially after Dust just holding it up, like, I think Dirge may be the one that I like the most.
Dirge, you know, is funny. Is Thrust the blue one or the red one?
Thrust is the red one.
He's
red
the all red one. And then
Dirge is the blue and brown.
Dirge is the blue and Ramjet's the white. They all have a little something that I like in all, you know, each one. And that's what's really so cool about how they made these. You know, there's a little bit of something that you could really enjoy in all of them. So it's a Seeker mold again, and blah, 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 but I'm telling you guys, if you don't want to spend that premium official money, don't be scared.
The Tequera money.
I will second that too. Don't be scared of those. Yes, BB7 ones. Their figures are good.
I'm just interested to see if like the other Seekers, like you guys picked up, are the same quality or the same design. I mean, I know they do have their fixes, but. The one thing I could say about Dirge is like the wings are not the worst plastic, but they're a little thin, but it's not crazy thin, you know? So, yeah, man, I love these guys. I really do. I'm very happy to have them all done.
Let me ask you guys this. Would you have rather – are you happy with the way they put them out, or would you have rather them waited till the MPs came out and then they were copies of the MPs like their Thundercracker and Skywarp are?
I can answer first. I actually like this rendition better than the MP design. Yeah. And I really like these alternate heads that they give you. Cause I'm not too crazy about the Toon faces.
Get off the game grid program.
Isn't the only difference the wings, the way the wings work?
Yeah. And I was looking at that too this morning, and I was looking at the Takara one, and I don't like the way the wings are attached. What I like about compared to these is that you could flip the wings up in traditional Seeker style, or you could let them lay down, which is why Ramjet has Thrust has it a little bit lower. Yes, there's a little bit of kibble that lays in the back, but it's not really hateful. And the same thing with Dirge right here. If you see let me move the arms out of the way here. How the wings here. If you would fold them up like a regular Seeker mold, they would be up a little bit higher, a little bit higher, and they would be facing differently. They wouldn't be downward sloping. They would be upward sloping. So you do have the option to do that, and it's really not too sinful in the back, you know?
No, yeah. That doesn't look bad. I like that they give you the option, like, with the knee pads, too, like, not have those huge fucking knee pads.
Yeah, the other ones you got to glue on or something like that.
I pop the knee pads off, and for my wings, I just keep them straight back so you can't even see them from the front.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, they just fold back completely? Oh, there you go. That looks good.
Yep.
I like that.
And they get out of the way of the bottom wings, too.
Yep. Yeah, there's totally, like, so many different ways you could display these guys.
Dust, if you want to highlight me real quick, I'm just showing.
No, not at all.
Dirge, how the wings look, and it's fucking silly.
Ew, especially look right where you have your magnifying glass. It looks like there's some crazy shit going on right there. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, it just depends on in what you guys really want to do, man. If you want to be strict official, it's all cool, man. If you guys want to try something different. The price point's really cool on these. The only one thing I really did, I wish they would have fixed, like they fixed everything else, was the titties. You know, when you bend the arm, the titties.
There's actually one KO that does that. One the oversized.
Yeah, the oversized Scarscream does that, and I wish they would have.
I'm actually tempted by that thing, but I have no place, nothing to do with it. The thing looks like really good.
But other than that, that's really
not room for all that other shit.
Yeah. just throw it on the bed, Ace.
I'll sleep with it tonight.
But other than that, that's really my only complaint, man. But really tight, really good stuff, man. I'm really happy with these guys. You know, being that I really wasn't that huge of a fan, they're done, man. They're done, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
And $250 pretty much, you know, round about, maybe $260, done, all set.
I mean, I'm buying the MP dirge just because at this point I might as well complete the set.
Yeah, well, you're in, you know. So.
You know what I mean? So it's like, all right.
Do any of those sneakers that you... Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up?
I was going to ask Dust if any of those sneakers that he got there, does it share any similarities with the mold that Sakara just recently put out with theirs or not at all?
No, not at all. It's more of a, more or less the basic Seeker mold and then a little bit of what iGear was doing with theirs.
Ah, all right.
So it's kind of like a blend between worlds. Nice. And apparently this was supposed to be the... what was it, Mecha Idea or something like that? Or Mecha Form? Or what was the company that was supposed to be releasing Seekers?
Back when.
Yeah, we saw
way back
when. Well, no, but you know what I mean? Like, when it was right when they announced that Takara was doing the Seekers, right? Right when they showed prototype images of Ramjet, they showed that. It was
Toy Mecha.
That's what it was. So this is that company?
I really don't. I know Greg knows a little bit more. Greg from Mercy, he's in the chat right now, so if he wants to pop a little information in there. But I think, there's even rumors that it might have been, you know, some iGear or I don't know. I really don't know, and I really don't like to talk about things that I don't know officially. So
Toy Mecha?
Yeah, Toy Mecha. I think Toy Mecha bottomed out.
Somebody just bought their designs or whatever since they spent the money on them. Is that what you're getting at?
Greg says these are still modified iGears, you know, and so we don't really know if this is iGears new shit.
You know, it'll be interesting to see now that Toy World just dropped all three of those, and they're, I don't think anybody's gotten them yet, but they're out there now, like for sale, that you can actually pick them up. So the Seeker game is about to get real interesting here over the next couple of months.
Dude, they're going to shrink them, KO them. Imagine that.
Oh, dude, probably.
Yeah, Greg said word is BB7 is iGear, but that's just chatter. There's nothing really. And if you listen to Shadowcast Uncut, then why don't you? You'll could hear a little bit more there, because Greg spoke about it a couple of times in the past couple episodes.
Yeah. Well, if those Seekers are based on old designs, I still think aesthetically they look a lot better than what Takara is currently putting out.
You know, they're not bad. I mean, if you're not a stickler for official and you want your cone heads to be just on your shelf, and I really haven't had much issues quality-wise or QC-wise. You know, a couple of sprue marks here and there, but nothing like the other molds. A lot tighter.
Dude, they're really tight.
Yeah. Plastic is, you know, pretty good plastic. Like I said, the dirge wings were a little, you know, but it's nothing that's ready to bend in your hand. You know what I mean? Maybe that's just me being me and being a little. But yeah, man, I love them. I love them. And happy birthday to Dust. That's my birthday gift, and I love them. They're going to go on the shelf. And if I get a Toy World in my hand and I like that a lot more, guess what? Selling these guys.
just as we were just talking about it, somebody in the chat, it looks like it's Gita Articulated Figure Review, says KBB is putting out the iGear BB7 picked up Toy Mecha.
Mm-hmm.
So again, don't know if that's all rumor at this point, but for people that like that kind of thing, there you go.
All that chit chat's gonna get you hurt. All right, James.
Uh-oh.
Let me stretch here, because I know it might be heavy.
Are we going to bed?
I don't want to
hear anything here. To your backyotomy.
James, why don't you
adjust the pillow?
Get my lumbar correct here. James, why don't you tell the faithful audience out there what you get?
I got some Star Wars Black Series figures, two cases worth of the Scarif Trooper, Walmart exclusive. Couple of the Death Troopers, and some of the Scarif squad leaders, I guess, whatever they are.
Now, hang on, just so everybody knows, you said two cases, right? So that's a dozen.
That's a dozen, yes.
Okay. Did you make sure everybody's aware?
Did you order these by the case, or did you just pick them up, but you happen to just swoop life them?
I did the swoop life.
Shout out to the swoop thing.
So. Bricks is in the chat. What's up, man?
What up, Bricks?
What else did I got? I got the Make Toys Rioter Despotron. I got the MP Skywarp reissue. Got some icons. What else did I get? Oh, I got some Master of the Universe Classics figures. The Rotan, and I got another Battle Ram. Now that Matty Collector is gone, they had a good sale, so pick that up. And I think that's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
You said you got the Skywarp reissue. Are you against these BB7 ones? Are they just not for you?
They're not for me. Yeah. I'm already got all the officials, so I'm just going to go that route.
I hear you. Might as well just keep going.
So the same thing with the Coneheads, even though I don't like them as much. But I don't mess with them that too much. I just put them on the shelf and be done with it. So,
are you in for those Toy World ones?
No.
No.
Why are we whispering? Just for fun. Hello, Realm. Okay, Realm. I'm done. What you get, Chris?
Oh, hey, guys.
Chris, what you get?
So, I just got a couple things. I got from Brian Brink of Fans Toys Mercenary, the Masterpiece Shrapnel. Pretty cool figure. A lot heavier than I was expecting.
Is that your first of the bugs?
That's my first of the bugs.
Yeah, dude.
You could knock a motherfucker out with that shit.
I need the kickback still. If anybody has a kickback they want to get rid of, holla at your boy. I got something cool in the mail today. The guy used to be on our show that may in the foreseeable future be back, Dan, painted this. It's the grappling gun from BVS. He gets these from Rubies or whatever, that company that makes stuff.
I was going to say, wasn't it orange when he got it in the beginning?
I think that was something else he did. Maybe it is. I don't know. But, I mean, he did a fantastic job painting this. The handle, it looks like wood and metal. He did a great job. So he just hit me. He didn't even tell me it was coming.
Dude, is that oversized or – Jesus Christ, that thing's big.
I mean, it's
– got a whole 300 feet of rope, Brink.
That's right. And it's high tensile, rope. It isn't like it's kite string. Jesus, it's got to hold the.
Thanks for the gift, Dan.
Got to hold the worst Batman ever. Sorry.
Oh yeah, Dan says it was that orange one. Nice, dude. That's crazy.
He did a phenomenal job.
Not on the show.
It looked like a Nerf gun. I know.
He did a phenomenal job on this.
His immediate future is over.
So Dan, I'm displaying it with my
That's cool, man. That's actually really good.
And then I got just a couple more things. I got the Hot Toys Princess Leia. I got the Hot Toys Luke Skywalker. The Hot Toys Ben Kenobi. And the Hot Toys Chewbacca and
the Hot Toys brush set.
I was going to say, I'm going to send him another gift in the mail. It's going to be
Chewbacca, I got all these secondhand and got them for all things considered a reasonable price.
Did it come? Did Chewbacca's hair come conditioned?
It needs a little bit of maintenance, and I'm a little lost on that. So.
A detangler, baby, detangler. Yeah,
I don't know.
Johnson & Johnson detangler.
If it's a sit-in condition, no, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I guess if you're going to go doll squad, you might as well get the hairiest one you can get. So there you go.
That sounds like a porn.
Did you cry a little bit when you opened that, Leia?
It was a moment. Yeah, it was a moment.
What's up her skirt?
Come
on.
Did you order that?
Is it underwear like a Barbie?
Did you order that? Did you order her before her demise?
You know, I had ordered Han and Chewie. And I had my finger on the trigger to order all those.
And then once he fucking croaked, you're like, fuck it, gotta get it, gotta get it.
You know what's funny? I paid, I'll tell you, I paid retail for her, But I've seen people selling her for like $350, $400.
Yeah, everybody just needs to carry on.
Oh, I'm sure that was a good move buying that thing, man. I have a feeling like that's probably going to at least hold.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wanted it anyways. You know, right now I'm telling myself this that I'm going to do the episode 4 ish
Detolf
figures.
You're going to get an episode 4 Detolf, just load it up, the whole thing.
Actually, there's something else coming that'll pretty much.
It's called the three tall.
Which one are you getting?
Huh? It's gonna be Darth Vader.
Which version?
The one that has a black cape. I guess I we'll talk about it later.
And if you guys want to see him opening up that box of hot toys, you can check out his "What's in the Fucking Box" video. That's on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel right now.
Featuring my younglings.
The younglings.
I do have one question. If Hot Toys made a young Anakin Skywalker from Episode 1, would you buy that?
Yeah.
The Wizards.
Yeah. I will say they do not make – Hot Toys does not make any
– children?
Prequel stuff.
They will.
But, well,
just said children.
I don't know. I might adopt them all.
It's kind of like us in the ROC. No younglings on the ROC.
As I am a fan of the prequel, I will probably go down that rabbit hole when it becomes available.
What accessories does that figure have to come with?
Which one?
The young Anakin.
I think the young
pod, Anakin, a racing pod,
that stupid droid thing that he followed.
I think it should come with Watto. I think that would be cool.
Hey, what are you making? They say come with me. Todarian. Annie.
Head built C-3PO.
You have like the head of that. See, that's a good accessory, the head. It should come with like, you know, his mom all wrapped up like a mummy. I know that's later on. I know that doesn't come with that character. It should come with that.
That's angry eyes Anakin right there. Yeah, I'd be all in on that, man. I mean, the Darth Maul that's out, it's not a Hot Toys figure. It's a Sideshow figure. But that is probably the best figure Sideshow's made.
And I definitely see? I see a lot less Transformers in those cases and a lot more Hot Toys coming up.
I mean, they're over there. They're just packed in a little.
Yeah, they're going to make it a little bit more over there.
I'm calling it right now. November. I'll give them till 2018, but sometime in 2018, there's going to be a mass purge of these.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think it's going to fucking sell them all.
No, I was looking here. I could buy. You
should take bets on that.
I could buy a pre-owned Toyota right now just looking at what I've got.
You said thinking you're going to sell your figures next year.
Hey, you know what, though?
Would you buy a Hot Toys Jar Jar?
Yeah, I would.
Oh.
There's nothing in
here. Fuck you, Chris.
There's nothing in here I couldn't get my money back on plus. And I will tell you one thing about these is they hold their value.
Not when you buy that Jar Jar.
Nah, I don't know, man. If they made it in low quantities, if they made it in exclusive, they made like 500, 600 pieces.
I'm surprised they haven't done an Emperor, like where you could switch heads. You like the melted face and then the...
Quickly, let's point to the chat and have Greg say, no, no, no.
They just haven't gotten to it yet. You know, they can only do so many.
No, they want
to
make 19 Vaders and 35 Stormtroopers, but sure. I understand. They're built.
You know, it's funny. I was they did a Stormtrooper 2-pack, Rogue One Stormtrooper 2-pack, the white Stormtroopers, and it is sold out.
Dude, young Anakin should come with a bottle of midichlorians.
And a lady razor.
That's what it is. I just got it. It should be a scale of midichlorians, and his should be off the scale.
Are you an angel?
Sorry.
I hear the deep space pilots talking.
You're a funny little boy.
Beautiful things.
Okay. Oh, all right. Help anybody me. Else got any jabs real quick? Any doll jokes?
No, I will say that Han and Chewie do look amazing in the case.
Yeah, they really look good.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris, do they come with like little irons to get the wrinkles out of the clothes?
mini steamer.
Yeah, if you go to the website, they actually make a steamer. It's a steamer unit you put in your Detolf, and it steams it for you to get the wrinkles.
The question is, Chris, are you going to pick up the Millennium Falcon cockpit for those two?
Cock.
Spin.
It would be tempting, but display wise, I don't know where that would be. They both come with the headsets. And actually, there's a separate Han hairpiece. Yep, I said it. That's got the indention for the headset.
I don't think. See, that's a route I don't think you should go, because I don't think then you're only seeing them from the waist up, right?
I don't know. I didn't realize they were actually making that. That's going to be massive, though. That would probably be like, I would imagine it would take up two detox.
I will say that they do need some backgrounds. Like, I do think you need to have Obi-Wan on with some fucking sand around him.
Yeah. I don't like sand.
Yeah. It gets in everything.
And my butt crack, the folds of my vagina.
That's where pearls come from.
Hello there.
All right. We have no news tonight because there's really none to speak of. So we asked,
which is why we were stretching out the "What'd you get?"
We asked the people. We asked the people for some topics. So we're just going to scroll through some of these topics and see what comes out of our mouths. The first one comes from Chuck C.
Chucky.
He says, you guys could talk about how collectors combat Chinese New Year, which Chinese New Year is normally into January, beginning of February. It is a moving date based on the Chinese calendar. And just to make sure all the loyal listeners out there know, when Chinese New Year hits, all of our favorite third-party import stuff just completely dries up, because in Chinese, when they celebrate, they celebrate hard. They take like, what, a week and a half?
No, 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks. 2 weeks off of work.
It's like it's 2 months.
I have a question about that. And I just don't know the answer to this. So if you work in the infrastructure in China, like you work for the utilities department or whatever, how does that work?
Everything stops.
They put the big switch that says off.
Stop. You party like it's 1870 once again.
So I don't like that they just pull a lever. It's just a big switch. Junk off. Everybody goes Amish for 2 weeks.
It turns off, fireworks shoot in the air.
Chinese Amish.
Is it Rumspringa? Is that what it is when the Amish get to, when they're teenagers, they get to go party or whatever?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so it's backwards. Amish.
It's backward Rumspringa in China.
You have to be Amish for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you have to be. I can only see the outfits. All right. So
this year's year of the rooster.
So I can't wait for the year of the jackal.
So it's year of the cock?
It's year of the cock.
Year of the cat. Year?
You're the cock of the walk. All right.
Isn't that every year?
What do you guys do to combat the 2 weeks that you can't? But it actually ends up being about a month that's affected.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer than 2 weeks by the time they get started back up and start sending shit.
Because they're not shipping anything overseas. Yep. So that whole thing gets delayed a long time.
I huddle up in the corner and cry.
We going round robin, or are we just freestyling here?
Chris Lee?
Oh, fucking.
All right, start with Brink.
Squeaky chair.
I'll start with you. How do you combat the Chinese New Year lull?
I just grin and look at my bank account when all the tax refunds and stuff come in, and then I'm like, ah, and then it goes away rather quickly when it all starts back up.
Yeah, you're just looking like,
I saved money this year. Oh, no, I didn't. There it goes. Bye-bye.
So that's just when you re-up on life.
Yep.
All right, Jay Ruse, what about you?
Shop eBay and Amazon.
But I mean, so it's for stuff obviously that's not new. So you're trying to just get stuff fill holes,
catch
basically?
Up. Yeah, catch up or other non-transforming toys.
Or mustard. You shop for mustard and ketchup?
Both.
I reckon mustard.
No, mayo, ketchup.
Reckon.
Don't talk about French fries, potatoes, man. I might kill some
potatoes. Reckon.
All right, Jose, what about you?
Yeah, for me, I just wind up riding through that drought since I'm not really collecting a lot of other lines. Like before, I would buy Fig Arts or, you know, something else to kind of fill that hole. But since I'm basically mainly focusing the collection on Transformers, I just wait it out. Watch my bank go up.
There you go. Chris? I mean, there's no such thing as Chinese New Year in your world. Let's be
well. Real. Honestly, in the past, I've gone back and, you know, caught stuff. Kind of like Jerry said, you know, ketchup, mustard. Looking for them condiments on eBay and do the groups. I mean, honestly, there's so much moving around in those.
Yeah.
If they decided to tax our underground economy here.
Is that when you got into like the, is that when you started buying all the alien stuff? Was that last year during Chinese New Year?
No, it was the Aliens Day actually got me pretty hard. Okay. They did the alien stompers that I didn't get and all that, you know? Yeah, honestly, man, I'm just into so many things right now. It doesn't have a lot of effect on me. But you know, if you have money to burn in Chinese New Year, you can always hit up Crashbox and get something cool. Just an idea, everybody. Just right, a little bug in your ear.
Big sale. Big sale. Big sale.
Hey, so what about you?
What was the question?
Doing what my do bad. You do during Chinese New Year?
I go in the fetal position and I cry in the corner for about a week. I used to buy
G1 in the shit. On the unmade bed.
On the unmade bed. Well, you gotta, if you're just gonna go back in the fetal position, you might as well, you know, be comfortable. I used to go back and buy G1 stuff, but now that's done. So now I just don't buy shit, and I'm happy that I don't have to buy shit for a couple of weeks. But it's good because they push everything out now. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming out in the next week or two.
They do kind of. They make so your G1 collection is done, right?
I just need two guns, and whenever I find them, I'll grab them. But figures, yes, they're done.
Dude, what is it? Like last February and the February before, we got hit fucking hard.
It was rough.
It was right after Chinese New Year, right? Or before.
It was right before.
We got fucking hammered. What was that year that – it was the year before when Ultra Magnus came out with a ton of other shit. Was,
yeah, Ultra Magnus, Fans Toys, Soar, Transistor. Because I remember that's – I got all that at once. I'm like, oh, my God. So much.
Yeah.
I mean, you're essentially going to have that again this year. I mean, think about like Fans Toys, Tarn. You know, I mean, Galvatron, Tarn's
shipping. Yeah, they're all shipping now. Yeah,
you're going to get Grapple, right? Isn't Grapple supposed to come out before the year?
See, I think they're just trying to get them out there before it fucking starts. Right?
I know. Iron Factory's been pumping shit out. They've had like six figures in the last month.
The DX9 six shot just came out.
Yep. If you're into that, the Conehead Seeker. Well,
that's what you're into.
All right, Dust, what about you?
It's exactly what I was thinking. Like, it's a great catch up time.
Grapple is February.
Ketchup. See what I said? Ketchup. Condiments. It's a great ketchup time to go back and get things that you missed. They do influx us before it happens, but it just seems like you said, like 2-3 weeks. It seems like it was always a little bit more than that for me. And
they got to restart the factory when they get back.
Yeah, but for now, like
flip the switch back.
Back when I was buying everything, it was harder. But now that I chilled out and I don't buy as much as I used to, it's a lot easier to pick and choose what I need to do and what I need to get. And you know, I need that fucking black pizza spotty, man. I need that Marvel Legends black pizza. So
holler at me, Death.
I'm trying to find it on the wild, man. And you know what's funny? It was like at the same time as these companies are going through Chinese New Year across seas, us here retail world in the US have the restocking problems from our Targets and Walmarts and whatnot, because they do not restock after Christmas. We have to wait easily until March before shit starts flowing again on the pegs.
Chris, does that black pizza spidey come with pizza, or is it just have the same hands and
pose? No, it's the same mold. It's just in the black costume.
This one.
Look at you.
All right, Jame, what about you?
It never stops for me, so.
He's down many fucking rabbit holes. It's incredible.
Yeah. Buy fucking mega blocks or whatever.
I've done that. I've gone that route.
I'll buy the Duplo blocks just to fucking get something.
Well, you know, I guess it really matters on what type of collector you are. There's some vintage shit you want to get. This is the time to do it.
Yeah. I'll go back into G.I. Joe if there's some vehicles, or I just want to pick up some more army building. Star Wars. Older G1s. I mean, I still need 36 to complete my G1 collection.
There he is, like this.
Is one of those that metal hawk?
What?
I said, is one of those metal hawk?
No.
Oh, I already have them. You drop that G.
No, I didn't drop a G. No.
Jesus!
I got mine a lot cheaper than a G. So, But yeah, oh, I'll be done with.
Are you saying that Ace overpaid?
Well, no, I got mine like probably 3 years before Ace got his. So.
So the market was a lot lower.
Yeah.
Really, it grew that big, huh? That quick.
Japanese Transformers stuff, yeah, it grows. It's still going. But yeah.
Make it no more of it.
I should finish that. My wife tells me I should just get done with the G1, but it's just like the ones I need are going to cost me probably a good $4,000. But damn. But I'll be done. From what, 84 to 93, Japanese, European, Hasbro, all that shit.
There's no rush. Because wow. Once you're done, then it's going to be like, now I'm done. Just
yeah, no, it's never done. Let it ride. It's never done because I'll switch over to G.I. Joe, or I'll switch over to Star Wars, or I'll switch over to Plaerts Kai again.
Or are you, let me ask you and Ace this question. Are you guys going to collect the G2 stuff too?
I have some of the G2 stuff already.
I have some as well.
But is that your goal too, to complete that whole line as well, or not really?
I might. I don't know. It depends.
I'd like to, but it's hard to. That stuff doesn't come up nearly as much. So when it does, when it comes up, it's usually cheaper, and I usually grab what I can. But
you know what I'm buying for Chinese New Year? A fucking can of WD-40. I'm gonna shove it up J-Root's bed. Sorry, guys.
All right, and then for me. Chinese New Year last year was kind of the first one that really I used it to buy doubles. And since I don't know what I'm going to do this year, to be honest with you, because
triples.
Well, I mean, some stuff I need triples of, but everything that I'm waiting for, like doubles that I have whole, is just not out yet. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
D-dolls.
Yeah, I'll have those before the Chinese New Year. If I decide not to.
It's funny. I was going to take my a little bit of my bonus check this year and buy Detolfs, and I took that and bought fucking Coneheads from part of my. I mean, there's more left, but it's not going towards the collection. But
are you still going that route though?
What's that?
The Detolf stuff.
Yeah, I want to. I definitely want to. It's just actually just getting down there, but getting them and. Making it happen. So
tell me about it. It's a struggle.
It's like it's about an hour away, and then you have to make sure that you have to go to the website and make sure they're in stock.
Yes.
And I think we have a story on that, don't we?
I mean, I think you know we don't necessarily have to tell that story because I think the pain
My bad.
Don't speed on this here. We kind of have a question in a minute.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, so that's what everybody does for Chinese New Year. Back to you, Chris.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
So Caleb M, I believe, is a
government name?
No, yeah, it's his government name. Something he's not of Ren, I believe, is his non-government name. What's the favorite figures? What are the favorite figures in your collection? It doesn't have to be Transformers.
What was the question?
What is your favorite figure in your collection?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. Wow.
Are we just going to start
why
down
would the you line pick again? That, Chris?
How do you want to
fuck
do that?
You. Yeah, that's
hard. Yeah, I don't think I could. I don't think I can answer that.
Let's see here.
Honestly, I don't think that's a really tough one.
My collection. Overall, my favorite. I can go shelf by shelf. That may be a little bit easier.
go square by square.
Not square, but like row by row. I can say, okay, out of this top row, this one's my favorite.
But mine changes as I get stuff. Like
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Today, my favorite thing I have is this fucking Hot Toys Ben Kenobi.
That does look good. To me.
Huh?
I said it does look good.
I mean, if you'd asked me last week, it might have been. I don't know how to spend, man.
Collectively for me, and I say collect, it's because it's all of them together. It's the Fans Toys Dinobots to me.
Maybe dude, I was just thing. Fixing to say, like, the Fans Toys store, man. Good. I'm afraid I will never transform that figure again, but that is such a beautiful figure to me.
I still need one. So anybody's got a good deal on a Fans Toys store.
I just put the feeler out in the group.
Fuck you. I saw that. I'm cock-blocking disc right now. Hit me up, man.
Yeah, hit up Dust first. I just need to duplicate.
It's still supposed to be a reissue at some point.
I don't give a fuck about a reissue.
People still have them.
I mean, I want a deal, man. I want a deal.
Yeah, that's the thing is I could get one brand new. I just don't.
I mean, I'm easy to do the $60, $70, $80, but when you're doing $150, $160, yeah. you pull back on the reins. I know, and that's the last one I need because I'm not buying that fucking grinder. So,
all right, what about not Transformers? All of you guys, I think. Okay. What's your favorite thing that's not a Transformer?
No. You know what? I got a statue of Savage Dragon that was sculpted by Claiborne Moore. Came out like in the mid-90s, around 95, 96. So Savage Dragon is one of my favorite comic book characters from Image Comics, written and drawn by Eric Larson.
Larson!
And he's actually still drawing and writing those comics today. He's written and drawn and inked every single issue.
Savage Dragon is still going?
It's still going. Yep.
It's up to 218. 218 just came out. And the cool thing that he does, just as a quick aside, is that he writes his book in real time. So his characters and stuff, they age in real time. So Dragon is like an older guy now. Cool. He has kids. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Now his son has kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the generational story. Yeah,
so there's an end game. That's cool.
Yeah. So so my brother, I used to work in a hobby shop, and we had a Savage Dragon statue that I always wanted, but, you know, I couldn't afford it at the time, even though I worked at the store. And he actually bought it for me for my birthday, like back, like when I turned like 17 or something like that, 17, 18. So I've had it since then, and I didn't really have a lot of opportunity to display it until I got like my own apartment, like back when I was 21, 22. So everywhere I've lived and everywhere I've moved, like since then, I always have that thing on display. It's right now on my desk, and I've had it for, it's almost like 20 years, over 20 years.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Who's next?
I can go next.
Go for it.
So besides my Transformers, I really like my old StarCon collection.
Dude, I didn't know you had that shit.
Yeah, it's and it's funny. That's what I did during New Year last year, Chinese New Year, was go back and get some figs that I was missing from, because I got my collection from when I was a kid. And it's funny because, you know how, I don't know if you guys know, they have these little visors on them. Me and my best friend, we got tired of losing them, so we just we took them all off and we shaved off the pegs on the side of the helmets. So when I was out on eBay, I was bypassing all the ones that were complete because I just wanted to leave those out there for people who actually need complete ones. I was like, yeah, give me all the ones that don't have visors, you know. So it's nice that they're cheap. So, but I like those little vehicles and stuff like that.
Do you have this collection displayed, or is this something that's in boxes?
No, it's in boxes right now, but it shall be displayed this year. This part of my New Year's resolution. So,
what about you, Jay Ruse, since you're on your phone not paying attention? Like a teacher in a class.
Totally paying attention.
Calling on everybody.
He said StarCom. He said he was getting it during the last Chinese New Year.
See, puppy on a lap with his phone. Puppy on a lap. He's taking
She just jumped on my lap out of nowhere. So, all right. So, since I didn't answer the first question, my favorite individual Transformers figure is Jetfire, Kronos.
Oh, really?
So are you in for the Fans Toys one?
I don't know. I don't really like it as much as Kronos. But yeah, I swear. I'm going to get it.
I'm the same way, man.
I'm going to get it because it's Jetfire, but I'm going to tell you, this one's probably going to be the one on my shelf, and the other one's going to be, I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Do one in each mode.
Yeah, right.
Don't transform that Kronos.
My favorite group is the Dinobots. I just love looking at them on the fucking shelf. So I don't know which is my favorite, but I mean, I definitely love Kronos as alone, but those Dinobots in robot mode to me look so fucking menacing and fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, no, they're good. They look good, especially in some good lights.
Yeah, man, so good. Non-Transformers, I have this Darth Vader statue.
We've heard a lot about that, but I've never seen it.
It's in a box right now because I don't have space for my Vader statues.
There's plenty of space. Just take that fucking stupid little fucking – I'm pointing at the screen like you guys could see. That stupid little fucking white little box thingy right there, pull that out and put the fucking statue right there.
It's bigger than that. That's a square. It's 12 by 12. The shit is bigger. All the statues are bigger than that.
So you could sell that Metroplex and be Hot Toys Vader.
Or one of your 17 Devastators and throw it up there.
Well, it's going up in value. I just checked again today. Well, don't worry about that Devastator. That's an investment property. I'm going to buy a house with that Devastator.
I don't know where you're fucking checking. Whatever.
You're playing the long game.
Once that Fans Toys announces, sell, 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 sell.
Jay Riz, like, in 30 years, this will be worth $1,000.
No, I was like 17 or 16, and I walk into a Toys R Us, and I saw this statue. Really cheap. Well, not cheap when I was back then. It was like $90 or $100. But nowadays, you think of a $100 statue, and you're like, wow, that's fucking cheap compared to like Bowen's, right? Didn't buy it, and like 5 or 6 years later, I have a job. I'm working.
You're 30 something years old. You didn't have a job.
No, I said when I was 16 or 17.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Oh, 5 or 6 years later, I thought about that statue. I'm like, man, let me check eBay. I checked eBay when it was fucking out, and I found it. It was $100. Bought it, and I've had it since I first started working. So
have you ever had it on display?
I've had it on display before I moved into this apartment.
Before his girls like, get that shit out of here.
Get that
shit. No, that was when I could put shit everywhere in my own apartment.
So not only do you enjoy it, but it has a little bit of a sentimental.
Yeah. Not sentimental, but like there's memories that I actually, you know, I remember seeing it out there. So it's cool.
Cool. Right on. Who's next?
I'll go. And he's talking about sentimental value and whatnot. I don't really can't say what my favorite Transformer is, but my non-transforming collection, what's my favorite thing is my long boxes. My comic boxes. And that's through the mid to late 80s, through the 90s, and a little bit 2000. And that's what I love.
I think those are Wookiee's favorite, too.
Of course. Is she laying on her?
No.
No, she's not there. All right. I got the Dinobots on there, and I got some Mass toys on there, but...
Mask.
Those Dinobots look good in robot mode, man. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I transformed some of mine the other day for the first time in robot mode, and those fuckers are so damn big. I forgot how big they are in robot mode. My little guy wanted to see how big they were, and I showed him. Then he wanted to play with them, and I was scared, so I put them up.
Oh, dude, MP Shockwave, the one my every time my son's like, can I touch one? I'm like, here you go. You can play with this one all day.
Oh, no. No.
I give my little guy MP Hot Rod. It's like, if it breaks, no big loss.
Well, he just likes it because it's in the gun mode. You know what I mean? He's not going to break it just running around pretending to shoot things.
Oh, and that little KO Prime I have, he loves that, too. I give him that all the time. He's already broken it, so whatever.
Oh, there you go.
Whatever. Is that everybody for that question?
Nope, James.
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
Transformer-wise? I don't know.
In general.
It's hard to pick one, right?
Yeah, that's why I said non-Transformer-related.
Non-Transformer-related.
Even for you, that's a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Like, my superpowers collection resonates with me, but it'd probably be my anime. I put a lot of time and effort into that. Since 2000, and when we got the big boom here in the States, I was buying that shit up like crazy.
Toonami.
And it's always nice just to pop in, you know, a series or something and just watch it straight up, 36 episodes or 24 episodes.
Is that strictly like DVDs or any VHS? Is it digital?
I had VHS, but no, it's all DVD. It's all, I got all of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we see it.
They're all the way back on the other side, so yeah. It would be that collection just because I also mixed in with the like U.S. cartoons, so I got to relive childhood memories just watching the cartoons and all that type of stuff. So,
whenever you want. That's what's so cool about it. It's like the same thing with me. I could just go right into those fucking long boxes and just relive that anytime I want.
Well, and I like exposing my kids to it, too. Because there's nothing like that that you can... Well, I mean, not like the graphic, you know.
Yeah, anime, I get it.
But, you know, the cartoons on Saturday mornings and all that. Yeah, they enjoy it.
Me and Wookie just read Secret Wars, the original shit, the other day, so I get it.
What'd she think?
She loved it.
Cool.
She read it to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
The little claws out, just underlying the word.
Stop making fun of me.
All right, what's the next question?
Oh, man, there's so many to pick from. We were just talking about Detail, so I guess we'll go into this one.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that would be
Chuck,
good one.
So Chuck C. again asked another question here. Detail versus open air shelves and dusting your collection. I'll lead off with this one.
he said dusting.
and dusting. So,
you know, I'm about the Detolf life, and those of you that listen to the show regularly hear me bitch about my wiring and not liking it, and I finally this week did what I had planned on doing and redid the wiring in two of my six.
It's that two right behind you, right?
Yeah, these two. So I got this stuff called cord hider or something like that. It's like you're supposed to put along the wall or whatever. I'm going to cut it into strips, ran the wire through there, and I notched out a hole in the bottom.
Through the wire.
Yeah, through the wire, Kanye. Or Kanye.
Shout out to Kanye.
Shout out to Kanye.
Listen, don't blow up my spot.
So I'm real happy with that. As far as dusting goes, don't think because you got it behind glass, you're not going to have to dust. I think it cuts down on it a lot. I did see a guy online who had put some sort of clip-on weather stripping all around the door. It did turn yellow and it looked horrible.
Yeah.
But he said it keeps the dust completely out. I do have a window right here, so the light would be an issue.
The dust inside there is negligible. Like, I don't think you need to go through the...
Oh, man, you guys keep saying my name. I love it.
I disagree on the negligibility. I'm looking at this alien stuff over here.
Just throw a little dehumidifier in there and you're all good.
It collects more at the bottom than it does.
Oh, it absolutely does.
Now, Chris, you have forced air, air conditioning, and forced heat.
I mean, well, I have an HVAC unit outside. I don't know what you speak of, but yeah.
It's forced air.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a carpeted room too, Chris?
It is a carpeted room with a ceiling fan.
Yeah, we're getting you. We're getting you on every angle.
And there's two cats that live in my house. They're not my cats.
Now, do you have blinds on the window or do you have curtains?
There are blinds, and there's a window right here.
Yep. There might be some yellowing going on because of that. You may want to get
open. Do you open the window?
Double ply darkening curtains.
My wife occasionally does, and I scream and yell, and she looks at me like I'm a crazy person, and I shut the blinds. So, yep, that's my two cents. I mean, I've looked at some other shelving recently, some other IKEA stuff, like some wall mounted units, especially for the dolls. But it's open air. It would be the same kind of deal.
Yeah. The problem with those dolls is mostly the cloth. You can't get dust out of the cloth.
Yeah. It's a canned air, you know, huff half the can and then clean the,
unless you just add them in your laundry.
Well, if you huff half the can, it makes the rest of the job easier.
How
fold them and put them in a drawer, you'd be all right.
Yeah. I will definitely fold. I definitely wouldn't hang it.
You can get them all like trench coats or something to wear when you're not looking at them.
Dude, ponchos. Ponchos.
Yeah.
Get them all clear ponchos.
Set up like hotel robes.
What if they made a case that
it's still a sore subject?
It was like a Detolf.
It's like a contamination bag.
You could grade your Detolf.
Yeah,
you can grade it.
My Detolf is graded. It's a 10.
Well, I'll tell you, if I had graded Detolfs, I just lost several points on mine because I scratched the fuck out of some of these today doing what I did. And I drilled a hole in it. So.
I will tell you this, too, that not all the Detolfs are not the exact same height. Just so you know.
No, your house is just sinking.
That's a possibility as well. But
I've got two very different generations of Detolfs here, and the older ones are probably about a quarter inch taller. Who knows why? I mean, they've changed factories and stuff, I'm sure.
This one right here, the second one, is like a quarter of an inch longer, actually. The base topboard sticks out longer for some reason.
Really?
Well.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was inconsistency.
Yeah.
So, Jame, I know we caught you dusting the other day. There's that word again. So how often, I mean, you have a massive collection. How often do you do it once a year or just as you get around to it? Is it a full-time job for you? What's that look like for you?
It's every quarter, full-time job. I start off 8 in the morning and I'm going until like 8 at night. It seems like it sucks. It's nice. The one thing that's nice about it is I get to go through my collection more thoroughly and to remember that I have certain things.
Yeah.
And to kind of appreciate it instead of like, okay, this came in.
Sure.
Okay, got it on the shelf. Boom. It's done. I move on. So that's nice.
Does that, is that why it takes you all that long too? Do you find that you start messing with stuff and that kind of delays the time a little bit?
Yeah. I won't sit there transforming all my bots, but I am.
You're like, oh.
But you'll take the time to appreciate stuff.
Yeah, I'll take the time, and maybe if I'm doing something, maybe I'll take a picture and, you know, it's like, oh, I'm already here. Why not?
The one thing that sucks about it is if I take off, you know, a lot on a shelf and then I'm trying to put it back on, it never goes on the same way I took it off. And like, yeah. What the fuck? It came off of the shelf, but now I lost space. I don't know how I lost space. And it's probably because I've been messing around with it and trying to pose it and all this other type of stuff. But I have an HVAC system. I have a filter on my register that it just goes right over the register, so not a lot of, you know, particles come through. I also have that on my actual HVAC. What else do I do? If I could go back, I would probably do the Detofs, but I'm too far into the game that I can't. I'd have to just redo my entire room, and I have enough wood to build a house. You know, it seemed like all the shelving shit.
You're taking steps back at that point.
Yeah. If I ever move out of this house, I would definitely probably go the Detof. But again, I have too much shit that I don't know if I can fit enough into one and make it not look like a mess.
That's one drawback to the Detofs is you have to either stage it, because if you just pile stuff in there, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
You have to stage it out a little bit, you know, like what I did with the Mario, although I'm going to take that down, do something different, but, you know, use some risers and stuff.
Yeah, risers is definitely
up higher. You know, the bottom shelf, obviously I've got mine off the ground a little bit, but I think the bottom shelf would get lost really easy if you had a bunch of stuff like this bottom one down here. I've got all my Batman. I've got my Nolan Batman 6-inch, and then I've got my Frank Miller Batman 6-inch all in one thing just for space sake. And you can see it all on the lower shelf, but if I put that like at the one that's on eye level, it'd look a mess.
Hey, Chris, what about figures like those 6-inch Star Wars ones that you have to stand? Someone putting the charms, putting in the chat. He goes, every time he opens and shuts the doors, Emperor falls over and takes half his collection with him.
I'll tell you what I use, Jarms, is blue tack. The majority of these guys here have blue tack on one foot.
All right, you're tacking it out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you can use stands with them, but you know.
Does Black Series make a space, make stands for that? Is there someone that makes stands for that, like a one peg?
Yeah, they make peg stands, but the problem is the figure arts don't have a hole in their foot because they've got
– It's posh state.
Yeah, you get, but that,
yeah, but the, then they take up space with those stands.
Yeah, the stands are taking up more space than the figures do.
So are they that big?
The bases are like 2x3. So if you look at – I don't know if you can see my Mario stuff up here. There are 1, 2, 3.
They're a little bit bigger than a playing card.
Oh yeah, yeah. They have the ones that I'm just talking about, like peg stands or the peg.
Oh, okay. There's 7 Tamashi stands up there, and it gobbles up almost all the floor.
That's the size of the base.
Yeah, it's a decent size base.
I mean, they are nice that you can connect the bases, and it kind of forces you to have them. Kind
Do
of
they belong
out.
To us?
But
all of them.
All the bases.
Are you all about that base? Yeah.
No trouble. Blue tack is your friend for the 6-inch figures on the glass from what I've seen.
You put them on the glass?
Yes, I do, Sir Mix, right. A lot.
Who's got to get muted? Is that J-Rose?
No, that's, no,
that's Ace.
Ace showing us.
He was just putting the stand away.
So, Dust, I know you've talked long and hard about Detofs. And you just mentioned that you fought Coneheads instead.
You know, shout out to birthday fucking money. Huh?
You've got a pretty significant collection there. What would the plan be for it? I mean,
well, you know, I honestly said like the past couple of months, I really been neglecting. I've not been dusting. I haven't been changing. I've been selling. I got a lot of fucking free space up, and I haven't been thinking about what I want to do. I'm very cluttered on my shelves. I got my main shelves that are kind of cluttered. The lower ones, it's got a lot of garbage on there. So I really need to rethink it, which is why when I thought about the going Detof route for my masterpiece, since now I'm strictly masterpiece scale collecting. I don't know. I mean, I just have to just get them and do it and just do it. And if I don't like it, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you do.
Honestly, I think you would like. I think you would like the Detofs. Especially your setup there would look so much.
Yeah, I mean,
look, it would make it look classier, I guess.
I have two of these black on this side and two black on this side, so I have Autobots and Decepticons.
And you can still do that with the Detofs.
But
you know what? I'm sorry, Chris. What's up?
No, I was just going to say, in my opinion, it forces you to make it look nice.
Yeah, exactly.
It so really does.
If I go three across this way with the detolfs, I could get everything from this side and that side all into my detolfs. Of course, using some risers and some, you know, how I want to set things up, because I have season one, I have season two, I have season three, and then you have your Decepticons and your Autobots, so it's going to meld in a little bit, and I have my fucking Fansoys Dinobites, which are pretty big to get in there, and my combiners.
Yeah, I have a...
Did I say Dinobites?
I thought you said Dinobites.
No, I said Dinobites.
I've got my season
yeah.
one bots and my Dinobots, and they take up a whole detail.
Yeah, I mean, they just. I think I just need to just go down there, pull the trigger, make it happen, and make it work. And then this side, and this side over here, I could take the stands over here, put over here, and open up on everything else that I have in storage.
You know, Dust, you had talked one time about, you know, like your MPP 10 making it like a centerpiece.
Yeah,
you could even put a detolf in your not your nerd room here, but your living room.
Put
like four, you know, what you call higher end collectibles. By the way, speaking of Blue Tack, do you know how I get MP?
Fuck you, Energon Addict. I didn't say Dinobots. I said Dinobites. I said Dinobots.
Do you know how you get he's in the chat. Do you know how you get Masterpiece Rodimus Prime to stand up on glass?
Another one said yes, I did. I gotta rewind that shit.
I just stand him up, bro. I don't have an issue with mine standing.
I put a Blue Tack on his feet every time.
Mine has been fine.
Yeah, well, mine was secondhand.
The only things that don't fucking stand in those cases is the minifigs. Fucking Spike and Daniel fall over all the fucking time.
I don't even put those in there anymore.
See, my only problem when I'm thinking about what I want to do with detolfs is my lighting. I don't like the LED strips like what you guys have.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Just is there a replacement, since you said that those strips are like discontinued?
Yeah, so IKEA has discontinued the strips that I use, which are these multicolored ones, like they change color.
That's cool. I like the fact that they do that.
What they're coming out with next are ones that you can cut to size. Mm. So it's like the flimsy ones. Those, like, on Amazon. These are kind of a hard piece of plastic.
Hey, when are the wireless ones coming out?
I don't know if IKEA is making some wireless ones.
I'll tell you guys, Agent H, I don't know if anybody's ever seen, it's very expensive, but there's a Philips lighting system out there that is very expensive to do, but it looks really clean. And Jisk, I did read today, and I don't remember who's posted. Somebody was asking about those lights, and he was bummed that they had discontinued them. But someone else in that thread said that IKEA will often mark stuff discontinued when they're changing manufacturers or facilities. He said the detolfs have been discontinued half a dozen times.
Yeah, at one point I went to go get detolfs and they were discontinued. Oh.
Well, the reason why I say this is I asked one of the workers there, and again, who knows if that guy's correct, but he said, nope, we're going with something else now. He's like, we're going, it's basically, again, he said they're going to be flimsy and you can cut them to whatever size you want.
Are the puck lights discontinued too?
No, the puck lights are still there.
I think I will go with puck lights if I do this.
That's what I'm going to have to do when I go back, because I'm going to get the multi-changed.
I just don't like the way you can see the dot, 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 dot.
Right.
So Jay, are yours battery?
Or that battery?
He has the diode.
I have a box full of those battery puck lights, those tap lights. They run on AAA batteries, but the fucking batteries just fucking die so quick. But I have a ton of them, so if anybody wants them, hit me up.
Get just them on the cheap. The problem you're going to run into with these pucks, and I don't know if Dust will have a problem with it, is that the light is warm, and your lights that you have right now, they're very cold. Like it's like that bluish tint compared to this yellowish tint.
I'm going to buy the multi-change ones, so I'm hoping they're the same as these.
Okay.
You know, that's
what I like about the pucks. You could put one on the top, one on the bottom. You could put on the sides.
I don't give a puck.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, it's, you know, I'm somebody, it's not the end of the world, but I'm somebody that likes everything to be the same.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, even if somebody were to give me a detolf, like I have one, but it's the white one, I'd be like, fine. And I would have to sand it down and stain it black. It drives me bananas. I can't just have like a random
and
color.
And I'm definitely going to get the riser. What's that shelf riser, Chris?
It's the Calix. It's K-A-L-L-A-X.
Yeah.
1x4.
Yeah. Really, I can't do that priced in this room that I'm in.
My next purchase next time I go to IKEA is I'm going to buy the doors for the front of these. They make, man, I don't know, probably 50 different doors you can put on them. They got glass fronts, colors.
For the bottom? The bottom joint? The
Calyx.
Yeah, because, I mean, I literally just use it for storage. I got books and boxes. And
yeah, that's exactly what I would use it for. It's just like to keep boxes it. I mean, it's like
nothing
that.
Nothing I want anybody to see. You know, I have my bigger boxes kind of shoved in here. And
yeah, but usually
boxes, books.
When you got an IKEA, a Detolf, the lower shelf is going to get fucking...
No, that exactly. That's why I, instead of using the lower shelf as storage or whatever, that's why I did this.
Yeah. I like being able to put figures on the top of the Detolf, though, where it's still at arm's length, you know? Because I can't put those fucking Dinobots in the Detolf into two separate cabinets. That to me, that's like
I like what Gist did there. He grabbed some boxes, like he's got the Warbitron. He's got all the boxes in there, and he's got the figure in there.
Sorry, we're boring you, Deuce.
And that's something that I'm planning on doing also is like either putting a piece of wood across to connect them all and having my combiners or
if you put them right next to each other, you don't even need the wood. Like they're all standing on it, but they
well, yeah. So there's I mean I've got
stuff, it's the wood that makes it good.
I've got stuff on the top of mine. You can see up there. I got my Matrix and you know, there's a couple things that don't really go anywhere.
Hashtag Detolf life.
The problem you're going to find, Des, if you try to put the wood on, is they're not all the same height. So you,
because of the way it gets assembled.
But like just said, it basically forms a beam across the top. Right. I have a gap here because I've got two of these things, and it's got I was planning on just having six across, but there's a little gap here because these two Calyx shells, the Calyx have a little lip on the edges where they go together.
Gotcha.
I was going to ask you, like, your plan on those. Like, were you planning on going all in on the Detolfs, or were you just going to pick up, like, one or two to see if you would like your collection displayed like that?
No, I'm going to go. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all in. So the way it's going to be three right across this wall right here with that shelf system underneath to lift them up and then take these two and put at least one of them on the other side. And then over there – it does. I could have my Transformers here, and then I could put like my other stuff out there. I could dig everything out for storage.
I'm going to tell you too. Just
power of the force shelf.
Word of advice: when you go to buy them, one Detolf comes in two boxes. So you buy them all in one clip. You need six room for six boxes.
And they're ridiculously heavy if you get a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's like 44 pounds and like.
Well, that's another thing. Was like you know, I don't know if I could slam all that shit into the fucking center with the fucking seats down. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
Probably be all right. You can get some twine.
I'll let you know. I got a little Civic, and I'll let you know if I can fit three in there.
So can you drop? Can you drop the back seat from your?
Yeah, front? Of course.
Yeah.
Then you could.
But
fit.
The problem is the opening between the two seats. It's not the whole seat that goes down. You have like a narrow opening. So yeah, that's where your problem is.
I think I'm good with that, man.
They cheat now when they do
that. His opening isn't so narrow, is what.
Hey, easy.
Yours is gaping.
Oh, gaping.
I don't have a gaping opening.
These fucking Detolfs aren't that wide, guys. Let's face it.
He's got a narrow urethra.
But yeah, man, it just the lighting thing is really bothering me because I really don't like the strip lights. So I don't know. I got to figure it out before I do it. But I definitely want to go either that or I'm going to go open shelves like on the wall because these things are great and they're fantastic and they're super cheap Walmart. But you can't really get a lot of them for your collection, man. Look at this shit. I just got shit thrown in there and just don't give a fuck.
So Brian, I know you've talked about it a little bit. I know you are planning this year to get your together. I mean, get your display together.
Yep. So I'm thinking about I want to do open shelves, and I'm thinking about maybe using the system that Justin and Deluxe have, but not have them be like straight across, but maybe stagger them. Across the wall, since it's not all going to be Transformers, right? So it'll be different collections and things like that.
The shelf with the railing system,
so that I can adjust it as necessary, and then
that's what I got.
And then maybe even just do regular floating shelves, maybe on the other wall. It depends. I think the other wall has like the return from the HVAC system in it, so I don't know if I'll be able to get to put that and put the stud. Hang them where the studs are and all that other
just
stuff.
Just buy a stud finder and a level. Yeah.
And you don't need to find one. I'm right here, baby.
I was waiting for somebody to say it. Of course, it had to be him.
That's usually my forte.
But it's that room has hardwood and and I'm rarely in there, so I'll probably close off the register as well, just to keep it airflow to a minimum to see if I can reduce
what the
dust.
Fuck a register is.
No, it's like you know what thing. when you go into Rolling Steel's fucking basement, that shit is cold as fuck. He's got the heat off. When you walk into his chamber plastic, wear a fucking parka. And it works because this shit's straight.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. That's why I got my my rock beanie. They're still up for sale if you want some.
That's right. I think Jose has on the whole kit and caboodle over there. He's got the rock beanie. He's got the Realm of Collectors shirt that's available through the rock pack. And that's all available at realmofcollectors.com. Oh. Limited sizes and quantities available.
Wait till we come out with rock socks.
It better be Argyle.
Hashtag game strong.
Don't think it hasn't been proposed. All right, so let's take a break from the questions. And thanks everybody for the questions. I actually just screenshotted all of them because we got more than we can get to tonight, but we'll save them for later. Let's do a little segment I like to call J-Ruse is Jealous. I mean, J-Ruse's Photography Extraordinaire Explosion Time.
All right, let's do the segment that I like to call Fast Forward.
ROC Spotlight? What is it called?
Let's call it We Need to Get Better at Being Good. I was actually told that on a conference call today.
We need to get better at being good.
At being good.
All right, guys. This is a segment where we feature pictures from Instagram with the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
It is way too many realms this
time. Ring. Riggity realm. Riggity, riggity, riggity realm.
Each week I select 5 pictures from Instagram with the hashtag and feature them on the show every Monday night.
So you're giving it away. Look at Jose. Jose smiled like a little fucking kid. Look at him.
Oh, no, this is not a feature. This is just
This is just a cover page.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Got him.
So, all right, let's get into it. First picture is by, I don't know. Whose name is this? I guess it is Hurricane BX.
Asian Kid Matt.
Hurricane BX. He was on a photography rampage this weekend and threw up some pretty good shots. This one is of, I guess, is the Titan Return Soundwave.
Yes.
Yep. No, isn't that Legends?
Takara Tomy version. Actually, it's a Legends version. Takara Tomy.
Still Titan Returns, right?
Legends.
It's not a Legends brand.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's very confusing.
Well, it's originally a Titan Return figure, and now it's under Transformers Legends, a Japanese version. Whatever. It's an awesome pick, awesome lighting.
If it's Takara, why has it got red eyes?
Because it's Toon, not toy.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. That's the right one. Was the Titan Returns one yellow eyes?
I'm ejecting
It was.
It was. They kept up with it. Nice.
But the masterpiece was switched.
Yes, yeah, yellow.
No, the Japanese version was red eyes. What are you talking about?
I'm switching. Mm-hmm. I'm bouncing you and you and you. Next.
All right. So awesome shout out, Hurricane BX. Everybody just see how he did the lightning.
Nice.
This is one of my favorite kind of lighting is when you get the light from one side causing shadows. It adds a little mystery to you.
So how'd you get that lighting?
Awesome job.
Did you turn on your heart light?
I got like my main light source coming from the side of where I usually take the photo. So it usually gives me like that kind of like half shadow effect for a lot of the photos I take.
In pictures before I even fucking show them, Chris.
Yeah, I'm just trying to blast these out. Forget
all me. Right. Next pick is by @Joyce_Danister with, guessing this is some kind of zombie from Walking Dead.
Yeah,
it's one of the homeless zombies.
McFarlane.
Yeah.
So awesome fucking shot. Great orange lighting going on here with some nice shadows. and diorama of a fence that's broken open that the zombie, I guess, may walk through.
Do you think he ate that fence open?
I mean, he doesn't have a lower jaw.
So yeah, well, that's probably not jaw life. Well, maybe he broke his jaw on that.
I mean, some people break their jaws on other things. But no, it was a great shot by Joyce underscore Danister. This is actually his entry into the ACVA world.
04 Blown Cobra says, J.Ru is getting on Destiny now.
I will. Oh, man. All right, gotta go, guys. Gotta go.
I'm out.
Gotta go. This is his entry into the World Championships of our ACBA. So good luck, buddy. Thank you for using the hashtag. So we're all going to support you. Just let us know when it's up.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's do it.
We'll cast our votes. I don't know if our votes count for the
championship. Probably not. They hate us.
They don't hate us.
Everybody hates us.
Well, everybody hates something good. Anyway, next pick is by at Cybertron Warriors. An awesome shot of who's this? This G2 size G2. One?
Yeah, G2 size one.
With the Dr.
Wu Rambo kit.
With the Dr. Wu upgrade.
Is this the Dr. Wu upgrade?
I heard it was the Dr. Wu upgrade.
That's just Dr. Wu Rambo kit, man.
Okay. So no, this is an awesome shot. Love the perspective. Love the focal point being his head and everything else is blurring out because it looks very action-y with the those are the Bandai fire effects in the back, right?
Yeah, it looks like.
So awesome job at Cybertron Warrior. I think this is the second week I featured you in a row. And he's been blasting a bunch of good pictures too. If you guys aren't following him, check him out. He's got a nice collection that he's sharing with us. And next pick is by at Star Wars the Holic with the flying trick with his Imperial probe droid.
We just lost subscribers.
Everybody's doing their worst impression of an Imperial probe droid.
I needed Braves.
Imperial probe droid.
I didn't hit it that hard. Must have had a self-destruct. So awesome shot. He's doing the flying trick with the probe droid in the snow with, and in, if you look in the background, there's one of those cannon things
towers.
Too.
Yeah, I was just gonna say the cannon tower in the back.
Nice.
Fucking dope. So awesome shot at Star Wars Holic. Again, he has a whole series of snow picks and other shots that are all mostly Star Wars related, ironically, right? So awesome job. Next, and last but not least, is at Decepticon _ Astrotrain with his K2SO shot. Again, a nice lighted picture with the sun. It looks, because it's definitely an outdoor shot. The sun on one side.
Look at that lens flare. It's got some natural.
That's natural lens flare.
That's not even the coolest thing to me. The coolest thing to me is, you know, K2SO has the circles. Like, look at the light coming through the circle in the elbow.
Yeah.
Like, is the, you know,
get those light piping elbow?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think this lens flare is natural, because if you look right here.
Shut up. It's natural.
There is a lens flare bouncing off of his head, and I don't know. It looks really good there. It looks
only like we had a photographer that could tell us for sure.
So
a real photographer,
a real one. You don't think these big lens flares are real? You think those are added in?
Yeah, I don't know, because that one is not real. But it's well placed. It's like it looks
still real. What about the one on the shoulder?
But this one, yeah, I don't know. This might be real. Whatever it is, it looks dope. I love how the sun is to his back and it's casting a shadow over his front, but it's still well lit enough that you can distinguish all the details. So, fucking awesome shot at this Decepticon _ Astrotrain. He has a fucking great series of shots. He didn't post anything this week. He posted some last week. Check it out. Check them out, bro. It is a lot of good shit. And that was it. That was the last shot. Awesome job, everyone. Now, if you want to be featured on the show, Hashtag your pictures, Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
And you have a chance to be featured on the show every Monday night at 8 p.m. And your photos will also be featured on our website. On our website, RealmofCollectors.com, on our Facebook page, Realm of Collectors, and our Instagram at Realm of Collectors.
Quickly, I have to throw in there. A lot of people tag the at Realm of Collectors Instagram for pictures that they want to be maybe put in for to be picked. Can they just tag you at Jay Roos?
Some people have.
Because I know you don't access the Realm of Collectors Instagram because why would
no,
you?
No, I do. I do have access to it.
Oh, but why would you?
Why would
you? But you can if. I have access. Chris has access. There's plenty of people have access. So once someone has access and they click that, it's no longer there. So you may miss some things.
Oh, yeah. But no, if you hashtag Realm of Collectors, I go back all 6 days.
Okay, so.
And look through every single picture.
So let's not. So you don't have to tag.
You do not have to tag me. You do not have to send me a PM. You don't have to. Send me an email or
I'm just trying to get those tags less.
Again, send him some mega stuff, send him some nudes.
I don't mind. I'm gonna be honest, I don't mind getting the tags because I do very little with my Instagram nowadays anyway. But I do go through every single picture for the 6 days.
I just feel like every time I access the Instagram for Realm of Collectors, if there's something tagged and I click it, I'm like, oh, fuck, he's never going to see this.
No.
He does go through every single picture.
As long as you hashtag, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
And that's how you qualify. If you don't use the hashtag but tag.
Yeah, you're not going to be. I mean, I saw a lot of good pics from our members, and they did not use that hashtag.
So,
listen, Jay Roos goes through the pictures for the last 6 days from the hour of 7:05 to 7:08. That is when he checks. That's when he pulls his favorite six out. That's PM, by the way, Eastern Standard Time.
And I always go through the pictures about 5:30, 6 o'clock on Monday.
In
so,
the morning.
PM. So I get out of work
right before he takes his last nap of the day.
I fucking pick the pictures, then I take a nap before the show.
A little siesta.
The dog shit on the floor.
Yeah, I know when I got those two likes from you earlier that you were actually looking through the photos. So
I got on Instagram from Jay Roos. I was like, what the fuck? He commented on the picture?
I commented. You didn't even respond. You didn't even respond.
Because I said, fuck this dude. He never fucking hits.
Was that a Jim Lee artwork or was it not?
Nah, just Google that shit. Do your homework, bitch.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's it, guys. See you next week.
Maybe.
Cool.
You can now stop fast forwarding, iTunes listeners.
All right. This
they're fast forwarding. They're not going to know to stop. Sorry. Just going to make that point clear.
Okay. Well, let's get into some more questions here. This is from Tyler L. Our homeboy from the Cool Table Network.
Yeah, I heard he's got picked.
Yeah, Tyler was actually supposed to.
He's doing the 3-point shot at halftime right now for $1 million.
He was supposed to actually join us tonight, and he said everything's all clear, and he hit me up and said, got invited to the Knicks game. Sorry.
Yep. Right now he's trying to – it's halftime at the Knicks game, and he's trying to hit that $1 million 3-pointer from fucking half court.
Buy me some Air Mags if you win that, buddy. There.
Wow.
So Tyler asked the question, what figure are you looking forward to the most in 2017? Brian Brink.
Jeez.
Wow. Let's narrow it down. What figure are you looking forward to the most in Q1?
I think that would be probably quarter one.
I can say what figure.
I know my answer. I know my answer. Can I just go?
I know.
Go for it, Brink.
It is that non-transformable Optimus, the MAS-01. MAS-01, I don't know who makes
it. I think it's Hori Toys.
That's what I search for when I see if it's in stock yet.
W-H-O-R-E-Y?
Oh, H-O-R-I.
Oh.
Not W-H-O-R-E-Y.
Oh.
Dude. That thing's going to be 18 inches tall. It's going to be ginormous.
In the dark?
For a good price, too.
So. Well, how big is the shadow?
Oh, was that Javers?
Nah, I didn't say it.
Oh.
Ace had a bad joke.
It's, yeah, it was terrible.
It gets rolled over as usual.
Oh.
Welcome to Figure Banging.
So anyway, that's mine for the first quarter.
Can I go next? Can I go next?
Go for it. He's going to say Omega Supreme.
Omega Supreme!
It's not going to be first quarter.
It doesn't have to be first quarter. The question, the original question was 2017.
2019.
That's what I'm fucking... I can't wait for that motherfucker.
2019. They're going to change the paint, and they're going
to change
the...
That's why I need to change that shelf back there, Jisk, because that's where he's going to go front and center, right on that fucking shelf. Everything's... I'm just going to dump everything off. And just put Ultra Magnus. I mean,
there's Omega another Supreme. Omega Supreme.
I mean, honestly, you don't even need that Metroplex there, man. You should just put that thing to the side.
I might put all three of the big guys. Like, it's going to be Metroplex, Omega, and then...
Is that Max. The add-on kit you got there to the left?
That's the six shot? I mean, not six shot. What's his name?
Yeah, that's six, the add-on, seven. Right?
Six how high six is your gun. How high is your ceiling there, J-Ruz?
I got 9 foot.
So, I mean, you may be better off, like, doing, like, what Chris has and buying one of those Calyx things and then putting the details on it. Because then you get all your storage from that and then just get rid of that piece of furniture that you have right there.
I'm going to lose all the artwork, though. I like the artwork on the
wall. Yeah, that's...
Bro, you're gaining figures that you're going to put there in its place.
There's so much more artwork I want to put in here, but with my shelves being so high, I lose it.
No, I like the way I set up the room with the artwork. I don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
Who else has a figure, their most anticipated figure of the year?
Everybody else better say Omega Supreme.
Well, ever since those photos started leaking out a few weeks ago, I'm really, really looking forward to that Titans Return Cup that's coming out.
How's that Twinkie? I see you licking your lips there.
Yeah.
Jose, did you say the Titans Return Cup?
Titans Returns Cup. Just gonna replace my classic.
Whoa, back it up.
Beep, beep, beep.
Wow.
Did you just say
all
the figures that are coming out in 2017, this motherfucker said Titan Returns Cup.
Not Fans Toys Cup.
No.
Titans Returns Cup.
Nah, my real pick is going to be Tyrantron from MMC. That's looking pretty cool. So that's
the Megatron.
The Megatron. Yep.
This looks pretty cool.
Wait, which one is that one? The Chug one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The IDW.
The reformat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a rebirth. Chug Rebirth is what they should call that line. Bring it back.
What about you, Chris?
As far as Transformers go right now, I'd have to say it's just
Omega Supreme.
I'm gonna say Jetfire. Because I don't have a Kronos. And it's overall, I mean, I'm honestly really looking forward to that Wonder Woman that I got for my birthday.
might be here in time for your birthday next year.
What's the status on that?
It keeps getting delayed.
I think it'll be
April-ish.
Can we get the money back and just buy him something different?
No, I want it. I'm happy.
Yeah, but you know what? You could buy it with your own money. Can we take the money back and buy you something else right now?
Yeah, you could buy me a
crockpot.
You can buy me crockpot stock. Stock in a crockpot company. No, I'm fine with that, man. No, I in all honesty, I am looking forward to that figure, mainly because I finished my Trinity. I'll have all three of them from the movie. So that's my answer.
We're probably the best ones we'll ever see.
Possibly.
All right, Ace.
Mine's downbeat.
There it is.
All right. That goes. You only hear this on the internet. You won't see it on iTunes because that's a copyright strike.
Wait till you hear the remix.
You can play up to like 5 seconds of. I mean, if fucking Nerd Rage Radio can play Mortal Kombat song every.
Yeah, but they're not.
They're not on YouTube. YouTube, baby, YouTube.
Yeah, mine's downbeat.
You missed your mouth dust. I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
Just, what's your figure that you're looking forward to?
I've been trying to think, and there really isn't something that I'm.
You really said Jazz Ace over Omega Supreme?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, I really like the fans sign up if it's coming out in Galvatron. Hey, I'm looking forward to him.
He's in stock places.
What about Megatron Dust?
No, not at all. That's not something that I'm just, that's going to be a fucking a bad fucking bullet to bite, man. I got to do it. I got to do it. I don't want to do it, but I have to.
It's going to be Realm of Regret right away.
Yeah. Shout out to Realm. Hey, Realm of Regret. Next episode.
I'm buying it too.
Yeah. So, man, I can't wait for the Galvatron. I don't know. There really wasn't too much that I've seen that's been coming out that makes me say, oh, wow. I don't know. Maybe because I'm almost done.
X-Transbots Cliff Jumper.
I'm almost done here.
Ace Toys Cliff Jumper.
XT Sea Spray.
You know, I want my season one, my season two, my season three. So
Ace Toys Sea Spray.
All right. You guys take away on that. So I think I'm almost done. So there's really nothing that I'm like super crazy looking forward to. It just, I think I'm just out of love, man. It's at this point, it's just like, whatever. Okay, I'll get it. It's there. I like it. It's good.
Joseph is just going through the motions of this marriage.
Yeah, I think so. I think so at this point.
You were excited for Inferno.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's a great fig.
Yeah, the key word there was excited. It's done.
Excited. Yeah, it's done.
Excited.
It's done.
All right, Jane, what about you?
Omega Supreme.
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
If it's a Transformer, it would be the Tarn, the Coulter. Get that done.
Ooh, mind shipped.
But it would be PlayArt's Kai Deadpool. Nice. I've been looking forward to that.
When's that supposed to come out?
May.
I think with me, I need to start delving into different realms.
Realm.
Yep.
And for me, for me, it's probably that Tarn as well, or the fans toys like Jetfire, all this new, like these big bots that fans toys is doing has got me.
You were super crazy for them?
I'm just looking forward to it, man. I was going to say the Galvatron, but since it's out now, it's like, it's kind of, be disappointed shortly. Not just so that if I pick that, then I don't have anything to look forward to. But yeah, I'm excited about that. There's a lot of things. I'm excited about that Tarn. I'm excited about these fan store releases. I am excited about that Jazz. Like, there's a lot of good stuff that's coming out this year.
You're still down for that Tarn, even though you're not really collecting Chug anymore?
Yeah, I'm still in for the DJD.
You have the other two already, don't you?
Yeah, I have the other two. I'm not getting doubles or anything. I just want all of the DJD by itself.
You got a separate shelf for that?
I'll have one for it. I don't right now, but I'm just limited on space. But, whoa, sorry. I will have one because it doesn't fit with everything, so it's kind of got to sit by itself.
Yeah.
Your game plan moving forward is to still do the doubles of everything, right?
Of everything from seasons one, season two, and the original
and the movie. All right.
That's it. Anything else that I get after that, like I bought that Lupus also, no double for that.
Yeah, I was about to ask because of the Galvatron that's dropping. So I was like, "You getting two of those?"
I will. So I'm waiting.
You can probably pick that shit up on the cheap.
You can, but I don't like it. So I'd either get another fan toys or wait to see if X Transbots really does go through with it.
With what?
With their Galvatron.
Yeah, they're supposed to still be coming out.
Yeah, I mean that's all they have left. They did the sweeps. They've got. So I'll wait for that. But I don't think I'm going to go on that DX9 at all. I'd rather just get two fans. I mean, I'd like to have something different for each mode, but I'd rather just get two fans toys then.
Mm. Oh, my God. Fucking talking about Chug, man. That fucking Striker Noir, that Make Toy Striker Noir.
Who's talking about Chug?
It's limited. You better pre-order it.
I think I'm going to have to because that shit looks so good in robot mode. Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of figure. I have to say that there. This... it's hard to say, but there's a lot of cool shit that's coming out this year.
You know what? I didn't see much. Like, I know the fan toy stuff, and nothing that's making me say, oh, fuck, I can't wait.
Like, you know what? I just want to be – you know what I just want to be announced? I want, like, a legit RC to be announced.
Yes.
And I want a stupid Power Glide to be announced, and then that's everything.
Yeah, that's – Power Glide, the one I really want.
That's once it's announced, then I know, okay, cool. It's everything I need is being made.
I think it's just because we're getting closer to the end, you know? for now, for until something better comes out. But
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like, I'm fiending for a Quintesson that I've been watching eBay at, like, these.
Don't do it.
These
don't
judge
do
prices.
Gotta make just, wait, man.
Fans Toys has to make like a 3-pack. Man,
I still don't get that. I don't know why they don't do it.
Yeah, man. Somebody, you don't even have to transform it. All you gotta do is change the heads, die cast, tentacles, man. You got a fucking 3-pack done. A
fucking chunk of plastic. It doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't have to articulate.
You know what else? I want those Guardian things to come out too. Those green robots. That's
really.
Really? You really looking forward
to
that?
Yeah, man. That's, I just liked, like, I want that. I'd like to get a night.
Yeah, those Guardians, man. I want that to come out too.
It just, it adds to, like, the
feel, like, of it's basically all. Scenery.
Yeah.
Like,
like, I'll need to get a Nightbird at some point. You know what I mean?
But I don't know if they're going to make
a Masterpiece. If they made that Autobot Spike, I'd get that, dude.
Impossible Toys made a Nightbird, but.
I know, it's not.
It's not really.
But yeah, if they made a Autobot, you know, Autobot Spike.
There's actually a good Nightbird. I'm going to send you a link for that one.
Yeah, please. What is it?
It's going to be Chug, though. It's like, it's 5 or 6 inches.
Yeah,
see. But wouldn't
it,
that
it,
almost.
It could kind of work. It kind of work because she was the size of a human.
Right?
No, she was.
No, she's a little bit taller. A little bit taller than a human. She wasn't.
She's a lot taller. No,
She wasn't MP car size. Go fuck
No, wasn't it like mini bot size?
Yeah.
Let's look it up right now.
Yeah, look it up.
And are you guys excited for any of the Last Night figures that are coming?
Who?
The what?
Oh, yeah, dude.
The
I
movie
can't wait.
Figs.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe they'll make a Quintesson for you there, Jisk.
Yeah, it'll be fucking. No, it'll look like fucking Krang from
these things.
TMT2 movie.
You're about to see a space octopus.
Wow, she's the same size as. She's the same size as Starscream and Megatron.
Oh, see, there you go.
There you go.
Yo, changing the subject for a minute, guys. This could maybe be our next question: is what's the craziest thing journey you've seen a package take that you've been tracking? I will
tell you. I got a good one for that one.
Well, yeah. Well, I know you do. Yours is international. This should be domestic. So I bought something from somebody in one of the groups, and it was accepted and departed Springfield, Ohio, on the 3rd of January, and it said it would have been here on the 6th. And honestly, I knew it was coming, but I forgot about when I bought it. So I left Springfield, went to Warrendale, PA, left there on the 4th, went to Birmingham, Alabama on the 4th, which is normally where packages go before they come to my house. And then from January 4th, 2017 at 5:34 p.m., it left Birmingham and ended up in Honolulu.
Oh, wow.
Stayed there for 7 hours and now has left Birmingham and went to the town next to mine, and it's currently sitting in Tony, Alabama, which is next to Harvest.
Hope it brought you back a pineapple or something.
Shout out to Tony.
An apple pin, maybe. I don't know.
Shout out to Tony.
So what about you guys? I know, Ace, you probably have a pretty funny story about a package. Shout out to Ace. I actually got something out of that deal.
A lot of people got something out of that deal.
Yeah.
I had one go from Anime Export. I ordered online from Japan. Went from Tokyo.
That they may be watching, so shh.
It's HLJ, I think, right?
No, it was Anime Export.
Anime Export.
Went from Tokyo, shipped to the EMS. Usually takes 2 days to leave Tokyo, and then on the second or third day, it hits New York, and then I get it the next day. So 2 or 3 days after it leaves Tokyo, nothing shows up on my tracking. A week later, I finally get an update. It's in Italy. Sat in Italy for 3 or 4 days. And then hit New York, and then 2 days later, I got it.
But in the meantime.
But in the meantime, they shipped me another second package. I forgot to order again.
You forgot to say that.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Yo, Jay Ruse, real fast. That thing's the size of an MP car.
Is it?
Yeah, I just Googled a photo of it.
There
a little
you go.
Shorter. It's a little shorter, but it'll work.
There you go. I mean, it's not the it's a pretty decent mold, but it's not bad at all. It'll fit
for $50.
Yeah, it's cheap too. I mean, not cheap, but cheap compared to some of the Transformers we buy. Yeah,
I hate that it's through BBTS. Though, I'm not gonna lie.
Big Bad Tech Service.
You might be able to get it somewhere else.
Big Bad Tech Service.
Just Google the brand.
Yep. Anybody else got a story?
I don't have anything crazy.
The tracking story. I bought something once it left
it left, I think I bought it, I think it came out of Vegas, and it got to my, like, to my post office on tracking, and then it went back to Vegas. And then it came back. It's insane. I had a guy recently, I sold something to a guy in New York City, I think it was in Brooklyn. And
Where Brooklyn at?
It went to the wrong post office there and took an extra 3 days for them to get it to the right post office.
You know how we do.
You do something for sure.
You know how we do.
Listen, they had to contact, like, nobody touched that package. Contact the union first. They had to have a union meeting to see who was responsible for that package. A
little black and mild going on. What are you?
A lot of steps involved.
A lot of shit going on.
All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot more questions, and I appreciate everybody turning them in.
Yeah, let's bank them, man.
We're going to do that for sure.
Got a lot of fodder.
Keep those for another date. Brian, you've been keeping up with the chat as you do?
I have been.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, man.
Baller.
A lot of people. We got some new people in here, too, today. But some of the usual suspects, actually some of the jackals are in. Like Ace and Jisk and Dust and
who?
Anyways, but Ogeki's in there. Ogeki changed their name because I guess we couldn't pronounce it right. And this is the part that I'm still having a problem pronouncing. So I don't know if that's the wrong. I don't know, but whatever. Malachi B, Greg for Mercy is in there. Lionel M, Sunday Heat, Primacon
Heat,
KJ Smith, Energon Addict, Knight of Ren. Shout out to Night of Ren too. Every night for ETR, he puts a little video up on Instagram. It's pretty cool. Jason L, MP Collector, Deluxe, Justin L, Michael G, Alexandre was in there, Studio Dre, Russ, Anna, did I say Anna yet? Tiger Tracks, Lord Shadow Keeper, and Chris Bricks was in there, or Clutch is his handle, I guess. And Gita Articulated Figure Reviews, Harvey Double Underscore Dent, Sixhide 56, Jarms, Cannabis Prime, Cubimus Prime.
Cannabis?
Cannabis.
Hey. Cannabis.
Can I bust?
Tommy Barricade was in there. Stopped in for a while.
Tommy! Back in the house.
Paul C.
He's getting there.
Paul C. got in there. Him and his funky sweaters. Dulcar, Cobalta, Frank K. And that 04B I Own Cobra was in there as well. I don't know if anyone
else. That's an 04 blown Cobra. He probably has a supercharger.
Oh, 04 blown.
His Mustang, I would imagine. Oh, yeah, those are the noises you make. Just real quick before we do our outros, TFCon Runes blocks went available today. I did go ahead and reserve the ROC party room. It's 800 square feet. We're going to fill up with jackals. I'm looking forward to it.
Really? That's a lot of sleeping bags.
It's a lot of sleeping bags. Yeah. I'm gonna rent it out by the square foot.
How many bathrooms is in there?
How big of a fetal position can you get into? Depends on how many. I'm kidding. But yeah, they did open the room up, the block up for the hotels today. So, presidential suite, notwithstanding. I'm sure somebody will grab that. So, all right, let's go down the line here. You guys can tell everybody where you're at. Ryan Brink.
All right. You can find me at Brian Brink in the Facebook groups and Brinkalizer in Instagram. And also coming up soon, there's a local toy con here called ZoloCon in PA, just coming up on February 18th. So I just want to give people a heads up on that.
Where in PA is that?
I can look it up, but it's
north of Philly.
Yeah.
He's promoting it, but he don't know where to find.
Hey, people.
Hey, at least he knows the name Googles. Of it. At least he knows.
Well, just hit me up, man, because if I can make it out there, man, maybe I'll come through.
Yeah, so let's just say that The Rock will have a presence at Zolo.
Yeah, Con, definitely. We'll do something there.
Bucks?
County? Bucks?
I know that 215 Toys will be there.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, okay. So it's around the surrounding Philly area.
Yeah, it's a Philly area.
Yeah, Bucks County, PA.
Yeah, so it's probably like 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Warmister? Warmister, PA is the name.
When is it?
Warmister? Warm?
No, no, I said when.
Oh.
When February, is it?
February 18th.
The blessing.
2007.
Warm. The blessing.
Did you say warm mister?
You said February 17th?
February 18th.
18th. 18th.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a Saturday. You're probably not seeing me there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sunday, yeah. But sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying, it takes place inside like an old, whatchamacallit, like
Chuck E. Cheese.
In the old abandoned factory where they made the Chuck E. Cheese. It's like the Five Nights at Freddy's coming to life.
And I just lost it. I don't even know what the hell. It's like those old, what the fuck, I forget what it's called now. Whatever.
It's all the old whatever.
All right, moving down the line here. J-Ruse, where you at?
I am everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
But.
So, that's it. J-Ruse on Instagram. I'm making my comeback. Don't worry about it. You'll see him soon. Got some stuff in the works.
Listen, he's been here for years.
Ooh. All right. I got that.
So, Old Man Winter, tell us where you're at.
If I'm not getting my toes amputated.
Can peek in on me from time to time at JBatron on Instagram and The Good Book. Also, 8 Weeks is up on iTunes now. I put it up on YouTube and they said no.
So, and why was that?
It's copyright strikes.
From what? Oh, because Bobby was playing.
Well, yeah, the last episode is like a beat set, but it's a couple of things, but they rejected it. Well, not
Did you have to adjust some stuff?
I didn't. It wasn't worth it. I just said, forget it.
Oh.
Did you you get a bunch of copy strikes?
Yeah, like 11 of them.
Wow.
What, do you have one or two? Wow.
Yeah.
It was from the playing and the music.
Yeah, it won't be going up on YouTube, but I think what I'm going to do is put playlists from myself, Bobby, and Brave there on the YouTube so you can kind of see, like...
Clip it out?
What's that?
Like, clip it out?
No, not from the show. Like, I'm just going to get a list of songs and just find
videos. Yeah, because they're available on YouTube.
Yeah, you could share those videos, so...
Yeah.
So I'll just put these playlists together. I don't know when that's going to happen, but hopefully sometime soon.
Cool.
But it's on iTunes now, so check it out. It's also on Podbean if you're Podbean inclined.
It's also on the Realm of Collectors website.
It is also on the Realm of Collectors website. But, you know.
Just go there, click it, download it, done.
Enjoy it. Let us know what you think.
All right. Jose, where are you at?
What's up, guys? You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, and the PlayStation Network, all at Harrick and DX. And here every Tuesday night, co-hosting the ROC Hangout on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, tomorrow you'll be hosting.
That's right.
The ROC
Hangout. I thought occasionally Matt was hosting.
Yeah,
well, co-host.
Occasionally.
That's why I say co-host. Yes, occasionally. And thanks for having me, guys. It was a pleasure.
Oh, you saw how he hesitated a little bit? He's like, oh, I forgot to tell these guys I can't make it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, don't make me have to host that shit, bro.
No, we got Matt. Don't worry. We're good.
Hangout canceled.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation, bro.
No, I mean.
Deuce Milo.
Yo. At Ace Milo pretty much everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, everywhere.
How'd you get a fake name for Facebook?
That's fucking my real name on Facebook, but I actually post on the Realm of Collectors group, unlike some people in here.
I have a Facebook.
Don't write
shit
that.
To me.
Figure banging.
I'm reporting you.
That's fine.
Figure banging this week. I think I know what we're going to do, but we'll see. Me and Brian and Dustin Matt. So stay tuned for that. 9:30 Eastern on Wednesday. Yeah, go buy a hat.
All right.
I guess.
Sweet.
Yo, Dust.
Dustmites on Instagram. Eddie Dustmites in the Facebook group. Kobola Records on YouTube. Nathan Haskell's solo albums coming out hopefully by the end of this year. Solo with a Smile. We're working on some new shit. Buy a hat. Buy the Rock Packs.
Rock Socks.
Eat my ass.
We got some new stuff planned. We just got to move the merch.
Yep. Get this old stuff out.
Let's pull up that thread where everybody said, I'll buy 6 hats.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they for those people?
No, I mean, what do you got? Like 7 hats left?
Maybe 9. I don't know.
Nah, it's not too much.
We had 9 last week.
Let's rock
these. But we didn't sell any this week.
Let's get these rock packs out, man.
It was 17 degrees today. You guys
are we having? Cool. Yeah, aren't we having like the storm of the century? You guys need these hats right now.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a dead serious question.
Okay.
Could you have used a rock cap today?
Was it that cold? Saturday, Sunday, and today it was cold enough that.
Well, there you go.
There's one.
It was like 47 degrees.
There's four sold right there. Your whole family. So just hit me up after the show.
That's it, dude. The cold snap's over, bro. Heat wave starts tomorrow.
Wait, listen, you never know.
Hey, Jason Lowry said, "Got another 4X. We have one more 4X. We have one 4X rock pack left.
Go on the website and buy it.
Just buy it on the website and it'll get shipped up.
We're letting you know right now. Go on the site and buy it.
That's right.
We have 2X and 3X after that. So come on, peoples.
Listen, all you guys that are 4X right now that are in this challenge, buy the 3X.
That's right.
Buy the 2X.
Buy the 2X.
Motivation.
Really motivation.
Yeah.
Come on, 3X. Buy the 2X. All right, moving down the line here, Jame, where you at?
Instagram and YouTube, VictorySaber77. Host of Plastic Fanatics every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We coming back this week, bro?
Yes, we will be back.
I was going to say, it's not every Saturday.
And I got to work Sunday. Fuck you. I got to work Sunday. So.
We're going to be taking a look at Centurions.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
Nice. All right, you can find me under Pinkerton on Instagram. It's PNKR10. And as Christopher Pinkerton on the Good Book, because that's what my mama named me, Crashbox Customs, on your social media if you need to make your displays look a little cooler. Pull up a chair at the cool table. A group of like-minded podcasts and shows. Toy Detox, Shattered Cast Uncut. See how I said that? 3 words? Shattered Cast Uncut. Nerd Rage Radio. No, not SU. Nerd Rage Radio. Plastic Fanatics, Fig a Bangin' Beer and Bolters, 40K, Stasis Lock, 8 weeks. Well, what a spread there. Shout out once again to the Cobra Law family. Send your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos to
EntertheRealmCast@gmail.com.
That's right. Facebook group, Realm of Collectors. It is a closed group, but.
Realm.
At this point, I think we're just making sure you're not selling horse porn. And we're like,
you know what we do?
Even if you are.
When we screen in people, you look at their fucking profile. Do they got any geek pics? Is there any type of cartoon or robot? All right, you're in.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Have you ever taken a picture with someone in a Darth Vader?
Did you create your Facebook group, your Facebook profile last week, this week? You're not in.
Hey, I've had some odd, you know, this weight loss group, we've had some odd, I had some very fit middle-aged woman tried to get in the other day, and I did not let her in because I couldn't imagine she possibly would want to be in there. Our Instagram is at Realm of Collectors. Our website is realmofcollectors.com. By the host of Fig a Bangin', he's Milo. He's been working on computer programming since 1985.
85.
84, I thought.
War games, man. Want to play a game? Status.
Sing that.
He did. It was cute.
Yes.
You can find us on. You can find us on iTunes on Tuesdays. The show drops on Tuesdays, as well as Stasis Lock and Plastic Fanatic and 8 weeks. All on the.
Jason bought the last 4X.
Bang bang! There you go.
Did?
Yep. Nice.
Awesome, man.
We'll talk in a minute, Death, about that.
I guess I gotta send it out.
Yeah, we're on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating on there because that's what all the cool kids are doing. You can also find us on your favorite podcast pushing service such as Podbean or Podcast Addict. We do have merch. Thanks to Jason for purchasing.
Yeah. 2X and 3X.
Yep, 2X and 3X is all we have left. So. That's going to do it for us tonight. We'll have an unbroadcasted hangout here in about 15 or 20 minutes. And I guess that'll wrap us up for the evening. Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world.
but for some reason you were here with us, and we appreciate that. That's it, Dust.
Peace.
I gotta hit the button.
Yeah, hit the button.
The big yellow one.
On purpose.
Do it.
Do it now.
Not the button between your legs.